The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
And we're back!
What day is
it? I'm not a Monday guy.
I'm not crazy about him either.
Wake up, Domi.
We bring you this special radio broadcast.
I have got a serious case of the Monday.
Y'all ready for the big show?
I hate Mondays.
I don't work Mondays.
This is worth every penny!
This is the show for you.
Let's go.
We don't gotta work it out.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Welcome to the program.
The program.
Big show today, girl. That's Dex's line, but I just stole it in. On a Monday, why not some stuff and what?
Yeah. Good morning, Starmy. That's your name out there. You listen to the show. You're part of the Star 88 family. We call you the Starmy. Yeah, it's kind of weird at first. It grows up.
You get used to it.
Guys, it's Monday, and NASCAR Sprint All-Star Race and HIV are trending on Facebook.
A lot of stuff I don't care about.
What's NASCAR?
Yeah.
338-3700. Our phone lines are open. We have this really cool texting line. It's called the Live Line. Steve-O, what is that number?
It's 505-585-LIVE. That's 585-5483.
Text us. You want to contribute to the show? You have something to say? We want to hear about it.
We got a text in on the Live Line saying, congratulations to Matthew Lopez, who graduated this past Saturday. From Centennial.
Yeah. Good job.
High school.
Good job, Matthew Lopez.
Is that down in Cruces?
Yeah, that would be Pat, I believe, who texted him.
Nice.
I would assume, right?
Pat or the wifey.
Or the wifey.
Oh, goodness shakes. It's a Monday mindset.
Oh, man.
What a Monday mindset.
How's your mindset?
What? Everybody's mindset needs to be like Chewbacca Mask Lady.
Oh, yes. Yes, it does.
Also, shout out to our producer, B-Flow.
B-Flow.
Britt texted and said, if Christian calls in to request a song today, we need to let him know that it's National Taffy Day.
Will you tell
a whole day dedicated to his favorite candy.
Poor Christian.
Wait, why?
Well, he just wants his song played and we can't do it. That's why. He's out of luck. Sorry, man. And we did it one day and that's it.
I actually think it was Annette that texted from the Lopez family this morning. Pat's wife.
Why didn't?
Because I just checked. I just checked my app, and it wasn't Pat's number. So I'm assuming it was Annette. I mean, unless Matthew's like texting in himself, saying, "Hey, this is from my. This is me. I'm mom.
Yeah.
Matt. I'm just. Woo! So proud of me, Matthew."
Guys, can I tell you about my morning?
Please.
Oh, no. But it's Monday.
A lot can happen on Monday.
It's true.
Came into work, like usual. You know, I've had some problems with the alarm system lately.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know what you guys are thinking.
Okay.
But it's not what you're thinking.
Good.
It is.
Kind of what you're thinking.
It's exactly what
you're thinking. No, it's not. Not really. So I get here, I open up the door, and the alarm is going off.
Yeah!
I mean, it is going off like that one morning I forgot to turn the alarm off.
But this wasn't your doing.
No, it was going off like crazy.
It was like Christmas up in here.
No, that's not really what it sounds like.
What's it sound like?
I don't really have the clip, but it's beep, beep, beep. It's like sirens.
Whoa!
There's smoke. it's nuts. Confetti's everywhere.
What?
And fire.
That sounds like somebody just won The Voice.
No, the alarm is really loud. And so what? If you walked into the building at 3 o'clock in the morning and the alarm is going off,
right.
What do you think is going on?
Somebody broke in. They're still in the building.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I swallowed and said, should I run back to my car?
Yes.
Or should I be a man?
Nope.
Just turn the alarm off and go do my work. So, I shut the alarm off.
Nice.
You know that dark hallway I'm always talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's the evil hallway.
I didn't go down there. No. I ran from the entrance to my office and slammed the door. And then I just sat in there looking around the windows and noticed things were a little out of place. Most of the doors were shut in the radio area, and they normally aren't. So who's hiding behind door number one?
Oh, no.
Maybe it's door number two. Maybe it's door number three.
Who was it?
I sat there for like 2.5 hours waiting for somebody to come out, and nobody came out.
Are you serious?
And then Teo showed up when he normally does, and I ran out to him, and I said, "Duh!
He's talking so loud.
Teo, I came to work, and the alarm was going. I didn't know what to do, so I locked myself in the office, and I've been freaking out the entire time." Wow. Nothing happened this morning.
No, literally nothing happened?
Nothing happened. Well, why was the alarm going off?
So tell him what we did.
So we walked through the whole building. Teo and I held my hand.
Okay.
And he was like a superhero, man. He's like, let's check this. All right, come here, buddy. Let me show you. Let's go down the hall.
Oh,
I don't want to go down the hall. It's scary.
As afraid as I am of ghosts and stuff, whenever presented with a situation like this, I'm usually the one that's like, well, let's go look.
Let's go find it.
No, I don't want to go look. I'm not going to go look. Yeah,
I'm the idiot in the movie.
No.
Check the bathrooms.
It's good.
Nothing. There was nothing. Nothing was stolen that we could think of.
So, obviously,
what happened?
I guess maybe a janitor left the door ajar or something like that, and the alarm went off.
Oh.
Or nobody. I don't know how that really works.
Got me.
There's only been one other time where I got to work and the door was playing scary music.
Oh, no.
Yeah, one time I showed up to work, and the door, our door, the employee door, was deadbolted, open. Someone had turned the deadbolt and left the door open. It was ajar. That's right. And I'm not talking a honeypot.
That's
the door was ajar. So I walked up, came inside, and was like, oh, gosh. And I can't remember. This was a long time ago. This was back when we were static. For some reason, I was the first one here. And this was, it was dark. And so I just did
foggy.
What I told you
was
to
foggy
do.
Outside?
It was so foggy. Saw spirit eyes in the hall.
Full moon.
Straight up. Werewolves, demon rabbits,
vampires.
Devil's dogs, everywhere.
Vampires.
Devil's vampires, everywhere. They live in escape hall. So I went and I shut that door. And that's what I told Dex to do, is just shut. Just shut this door. Because if they're in the other part of the building, if we shut this door, they're trapped.
Yeah. What if they're in this side of the building, though?
Then you're trapped. Oh. Then, no, it's not that you're trapped with them. It's they're trapped in here with you.
Okay.
That's how you have to look at it.
Good thing I know.
Like Rorschach.
Karate.
Watchmen. Yeah. That's what you tell them.
All right. Yeah, it's a scary morning, guys. Just scary. I feel like I burned a lot of calories, actually, because I was freaking out so much.
You were sweating.
I was sweating. Because keeping that door shut in the office, it was just locked out all the air. Could barely breathe. I was hungry. I left my bag outside the office, so my orange was sitting outside the office.
It smells so good.
I was too scared to open the door. How was your guys this weekend?
I had a good weekend.
Good.
Yes. Dawn's sister Morgan came in, and then her mom got here. Her mom's in town for a conference. A midwifery conference.
Nice. What, a midwifery?
Yes, midwifery.
Mm-hmm.
And so we all got to hang out some. Yesterday, Stephen Christian's daughter had a birthday party.
Oh, that's
that
cool.
Sweet.
We got to go to that.
Ponies?
That was a lot of fun.
I didn't get anything.
Nope. What, our kids made out like bandits, though.
Well,
it's one of those parties where
they had gift bags. It was like the Grammys.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
That's cool.
This was better than the Grammys gift bag, though. It was great.
I love parties like that.
Oh, man. I wish you were invited.
What? Wow. I honestly didn't. Why? My first thought was, why would I be invited? My kids are way too old.
Jack and Luke weren't there. It was just me and Brody.
I'm sorry, man.
It was just, you know, if you have like the little ones.
Yeah.
The wee ones. They played games. I told Steven's wife, this is way more organized than like any of my parties.
Yeah.
was like, all right, now we're going to play this game. Here's your prize for this game. Now we're going to go play this game.
Was it Steven's wife that was in control, or was it Steven?
Oh, no, it was definitely Steven's wife.
Yeah, Julia is always in control.
She's always, yes.
You learn that quickly.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Johnny Danger, man, that kid.
What did he break?
He didn't break anything. He lovingly played with everything responsibly.
Yeah, that's he did. Great. He did a great job.
Yeah, he did.
Him and Brody are going to be roommates someday because they pulled off House together, like totally chill. They were like cool.
And I guess DJ is also going to be their
apparently,
roommate.
Apparently, yes. Oh. So... They dealt with, like, what to do when obnoxious neighbors come over and, like, start breaking stuff. And they handled it with love and grace.
Nice.
And,
Yeah. Well.
Johnny does pretty well around other kids.
I need you to forget about, I need you to forget about that, all right? I need you to just let that one go.
I can't, man. I can't.
I've tried. I've even tried to buy you the skateboard. And you said, no, don't even worry about it, man. No.
I don't want a skateboard. I am still in so much pain from bailing last week in the skate park. So I thought I could relive the glory days. And the glory days hurt my hip. So can't walk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you get, man. It's a life lesson in there. Just need to marinate on it a little more.
What?
Got to marinate on it.
Oh, man.
Okay. So special Monday mindset.
Yeah. Yes. What do you got?
Because this weekend... a lady did something incredible.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that was incredible wasn't that she found this now you can't find them anywhere Chewbacca mask.
Right.
And it wasn't that she found it at a good price or anything like that. The incredible thing about this lady is that she found absolute joy in this tiny thing.
Amen.
And so we're going to post this video. It's also an update on her story. Her name is Candace Payne, or Chewbacca Mask Lady.
And she broke Facebook.
Yeah, she did.
She broke Facebook.
You texted Dexter and I asking if we had seen that. I hadn't seen it. Or who texted? Did you text
it? Teo did, but
somebody texted.
I had just tagged... I think I tagged you guys, but I just watched the video, and then Teo texted us, and oh my gosh... my wife and I couldn't.
I
we
lost
were crying.
My mind.
Dude,
we were
I was. Yeah, same here. We were in the car, and so I said, I guess I'm supposed to watch some dumb video, but it's Star Wars, so totally cool.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, what is this lady?
So
and
I had been seeing it, and Dawn said the same thing. Yeah. We had been seeing it since the morning, but
me
we
too.
Both thought it was like some stupid Snapchat filter, so neither of us watched it.
Right.
But then Mark Hoppus tweeted, the world can be a cruel, uncaring, cynical place, and then, just when it seems at its darkest, Chewbacca mask lady.
Oh, man.
And so I was like, I'm watching it. So I watched it, and then I lost it.
Dude, yeah. I was crying.
I saw my mom shared the video.
So hard.
And so I finally said, all right, let's watch this thing. And oh my gosh, I called Leslie in, and we sat there on the bed just dying.
Yeah.
This lady broke Facebook. She really did. She actually broke a record, a Facebook record.
Wow.
So we're going to talk about that. It's going to be our mindset this morning, because this lady...
this is how you get it started off right.
Yes.
So I'm linking the Entertainment Weekly article. It's all about what's happened to her since this is... I mean, it's trending right now. Chewbacca Mask Lady is trending.
Yeah.
So the beauty of it is you find the joy in the small things.
Yeah,
so the actual video, which has been viewed over 140 million times.
Oh, my God!
She broke 3 days.
Facebook.
Uh-huh. It's at the bottom of the article. So you guys, check it out.
I'm really excited to share with you something I got.
There she is.
Okay, I went to Kohl's today. I had to make a couple returns. Here's what I found when I was at Kohl's. This is mine. Like, when it's said and done, at the end of the day, this is mine that I bought. And I'm going to keep it for my own. You can see it kind of has Star Wars. Oh, you're getting a little hint. Okay.
we'll play all of it coming up here in a little bit.
Yeah.
And, I was looking at her Facebook page, kind of seeing some things, you know, that she was posting before this kind of blew up and everything. And apparently she's a Christian.
She's a sweet lady.
Sweet lady. And she's going to be on Good Morning America this morning.
Dude.
Because she posted a video last night. She was so funny. She goes, okay, guys, I'm going live on Facebook. This is my first update since the big, you know, blow up. And guess where I'm at? And she's in her hotel room getting ready for Good Morning America.
It's so legit.
Cool.
The cool thing about it is it's not even about her, really. It's just how she found such joy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, like unbridled joy in this little Chewbacca mask. It's incredible. So watch the video. It'll make you smile at least.
It really, dude, if and, you don't laugh,
yeah,
oh,
if
man.
You don't laugh, then you're a heartless, heartless person. But the thing is, watch it and then tell us, maybe you learned something at church this morning. Tell us how you're going to find joy in the little things. Let it be your Monday mindset.
I like that.
That's good.
That's good.
Today is the 144th day of the year. Back in 1785, Benjamin Franklin wrote a letter describing his newest invention, bifocals.
Nice!
He said it would now be unnecessary for people to carry two pairs of spectacles. Oh, Benj. Good man. I have five $100 bills in my wallet.
No, you do not.
I'm going to hand them out to Steve-O.
I'll take it.
Tao.
Yes.
After the show sometime.
Oh, yeah. Can I have mine now so I know?
You know what? I think I'll hide them somewhere.
No, this isn't Easter.
Hide them somewhere and then come in and set the alarm off at 3 a.m.
Yes, that's what I'll do.
And then when the pastor on call inevitably comes in because the alarm is going off, go, listen, I got a game for you.
I know.
Just for you, buddy.
Play a game. You know, that's what's funny about the whole alarm thing was I kept thinking, oh, man, here we go again. Now they're going to think that I forgot to set the turn the alarm off. I kept waiting for somebody to show up, but nobody did.
Well, I wonder who's the emergency phone pastor.
I don't
right
know,
now.
But they weren't doing
did
their job.
Did you just bust them on the radio?
They weren't doing their job last night.
Well, we know that Jason Mills always does his.
Well, we do. 32 years ago in 1984, this movie came out right here.
If adventure has a name,
oh, it must be Indiana Jones.
It must be Indiana Jones.
Nice.
Came out 32 years ago, guys.
I have chills.
And 17 years ago, on this day in 1999,
you didn't even say which movie. Everybody's singing it's Raiders of the Lost Ark. It was Temple of Doom,
sorry,
bro.
My bad. My
on this
bad,
day in 1984,
my bad.
Temple of Doom.
Thank you, Wingman.
I'm just saying, because people would be confused and go, wait, Raiders of the Lost Ark?
You're right. You're right. My bad.
So which one was it?
Temple of Doom came out.
I'm Lost Ark. It was Lost Ark.
You guys both
if Adventure has
me.
A name, it must be Indiana Jones. I said that like every day because every I have day. That original movie poster still.
Really?
If Adventure has a name,
like
it must be.
From 1984. It was my
Banana
father's.
Moses.
Still framed. Wow. Yes.
Is that his favorite movie?
You're welcome, VeggieTales. Stupid
I would have. I'd love to know. I never had a chance to ask him.
VeggieTales is stupid.
He died when I was six, shortly after this movie came out, so...
Who did? Harrison Ford?
I'd like to say it was Ghostbusters, because I bought him a Ghostbusters t-shirt for his birthday party that he never showed up to.
Are we talking about his
died.
Dad again? Gosh, your dad lives on by how much you just talk about it. That's for sure.
Speaking of living on, he lives on in grandchildren, which my sister had a baby
Yay!
This weekend!
Yay! Boy, girl.
Boy, his name's Ryan Jacob.
Ryan Jacob.
RJ.
That's cool.
RJ. That's what I'm going to call him.
Everything's went good. She's all healthy.
Actually, pray for little Ryan.
Yeah, he had a little complication.
Well, he's still in the NICU.
Oh.
But they took everything off yesterday, and he's totally breathing on his own. His lungs are like rocking and rolling. It was just like, you know.
That's good.
So he's good.
Good.
Hopefully, they're praying that they can take him home today.
Good. In 1999, WWF star Owen Hart fell to his death during the pay-per-view event Over the Edge.
Ugh.
Owen was being lowered into the ring from the ceiling of the Kemper Arena in Kansas City.
That stinks.
But his harness gave away.
Yeah.
And he plunged 80 feet.
Dude, I remember watching that.
That was a bummer. I remember hearing, I don't think I was watching, I remember hearing about
Dude,
it.
Dude, you don't see anything.
The cameras weren't
away.
On.
The camera, it just... Yeah. Well, they were on, but they weren't on the ring, thank God. They were on the announcers, and then it kind of goes to the ring, and then immediately goes to the crowd, and Jerry the King Lawler just starts, him and Jim Ross, who were commentating at the time, just start like, oh my gosh. Like, it didn't seem like it was supposed to be planned that way.
And the show went on.
Show went on, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't stop the show at all.
He fell, well, they didn't, I mean, fell from the rafters, essentially, like how Sting used to come down. He came down, and his harness broke, and his chin, his head hit the turnbuckle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just awful.
Yeah.
All right, how old is Jewel today?
The singer?
Yep.
Wait, is this a Jewel song?
No, it's just rejoin music. So oh, go okay. How old is
I'm
Jewel?
Like, whoa, she has changed. 43.
Uh-huh. 40?
42.
Hey.
Ah.
How about Drew Carey?
50.
Yeah. Whoa. 58.
Oh, wow. 58?
That's right.
Dang, Drew Carey.
Good morning, Starmy.
Gonna eat some pears today on this Monday.
Big show planned for you guys. Huge show. We're going to take a break. Tao's got headlines. Look at traffic. Hang out with us.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
I'll never forget it. I'll never forget the sound.
It's magic.
On Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The Billboard Music Awards.
The Angry Birds movie, number one at the box office.
Lady Gaga's childhood piano did not hit a high note at an auction in New York. The upright failed to meet its reserve price.
Rainy and muddy Preakness. Exaggerator won the 141st running of the race, leaving Kentucky Derby winner Nyquist in third place.
The head of the Taliban in Afghanistan has been killed in a U.S. drone strike.
Secretary of State John Kerry is in Myanmar.
Actor and comedian Alan Young, best known for his portrayal of Wilbur in the 1960s sitcom Mr. Ed, has died.
Bernie Sanders sounding off on CNN about the superdelegates, which have put Hillary Clinton way ahead in the delegates count.
Clearly, the current situation is undemocratic.
Egypt has deployed a submarine to the Mediterranean Sea to search for the voice and data recorders from the Egypt Air flight that went down Thursday.
President Obama left Washington for a week-long visit to Asia. His first stop is Vietnam.
Hello.
Hello.
May 23rd.
Howdy.
Monday, 6:35.
High today of 85 degrees.
Good.
No.
Getting warm,
look
mate.
Look at my foot. Look at how pink that is.
Yeah. Yeah,
my right leg foot. Is like lobster red. Just my right leg, though.
I'm telling you guys, you got to get you some shorts.
You know I was what? Wearing shorts, and now I'm sunburned.
Yeah.
You've been wearing sandals the past couple days here at work. I might try to do the short thing and see what happens.
Guys, let's break dress code.
Has anybody said this? Anything? Okay. Has anybody said anything about your sandal?
Nobody said a thing. Huh. These are okay. Why aren't these dress code?
I don't know. I have no idea. Hmm.
They're let's not like the open-toe sandals or anything.
All right.
Traffic.
Check them roads out
we
there.
We really should try to break dress code and see how far we can get.
Wait. See how far we can get?
Yeah.
All right.
No, I don't
wear spaghetti straps
reason.
Tomorrow.
I don't mean that. That's nobody
wear
wants
a cut-off
to see
shirt.
That. Guys, there's a couple of water-related traffic things. There's a water line repair going on, and the right lane's blocked at San Mateo Boulevard north at Candelaria. And then also, there's water main repair. Two left lanes are closed at Central and Atrisco. That might shake it up for you a little bit. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
338-3700 if you'd like to call the show. We got our text line open at 585 Live. 585-5483. It's a Monday mindset. What are you thinking about? What's your mindset?
You thinking about?
Tao brought up
what?
A great mindset this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about this Chewbacca lady. Who broke the internet over the weekend. And
she broke it.
She even said it in her video. It was titled The Simple Things in Life was the name of the video that she posted where she just had bought that Chewbacca mask at Kohl's and decided to do a little video, and it broke the internet.
I can't believe how hard it broke it. Like, it straight broke the internet.
Yeah it did.
Yeah.
You know, you usually see videos and it's like, oh man, I got a couple million hits. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
140 something million.
It's
so
crazy. It's
so awesome.
It's awesome. We've linked the video on our Facebook. We actually linked an article from Entertainment Weekly. And it's crazy, guys. That video is just rocking and rolling.
Now watch when my mouth actually moves.
Her laugh.
She's wonderful. That's not me making that noise. It's the mask.
We know, lady. You're awesome.
I can't. Still.
Chewbacca
every
mask
time.
Lady.
Every time.
Bring it on. Man, can we get an interview with Candace Payne?
I doubt it at this point. She was on Good Morning America now.
So what? Yeah. It's going to fade. Give it a couple weeks. Then we'll get an interview.
No way. She's going to be on The Amazing Race, her and her husband.
She'll be on Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars.
Gosh. But nobody will know who Candace Payne is. They'll be like, who? Chewbacca lady.
Oh, yeah.
Chewbacca mask lady. Oh, yeah. Chewbacca mask lady.
Man, if that had to be my nickname, I'd do it.
She is incredible.
It is really funny.
It's all in the laugh, man.
It is.
You just want to laugh. That's why I'm so thankful God gave me an infectious laugh, because that's why.
I thought you were about to say you were so thankful God gave you a Chewbacca mask.
No, nope, before just an infectious laugh. Because people always say that I have the best laugh on the show.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
You know,
that's true.
Obviously.
Yeah, that's true.
Good grief. You just made it about yourself somewhere.
Okay. Let's move on from that.
Okay. The Billboard Music Awards happened over the weekend, and we have a montage. So, Chrissy, Steve-O made you watch wrestling pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. Here's your montage of the winners.
Artists whose songs performed the best over the past year on the chart.
And the Billboard Music Award goes to... It's the Weeknd!
For the top Hot 100 song.
The Billboard Music Award goes to Wiz Khalifa.
Top country song.
And the Billboard Music Award goes to Thomas Rhett.
For top male artist. And the Billboard Music Award goes to Justin Bieber.
The top album.
The Billboard Music Award goes to Adele.
Top R&B song.
And the Billboard Music Award goes to The Weeknd, The Hills.
Yeah. The Billboard Music Award for top artist goes to Adele.
Yeah, dude. Did you see she premiered her brand new music video last night?
No. Was it good?
Yes. Well, it's Adele. Her new single's fantastic.
It's Adele.
Was it different than Hello?
Yeah, totally different. It's got a great hook, man.
It's Adele. I prefer Gateway because of the cows.
Your girl Celine Dion, she performed.
Yes, and she is ageless. She is timeless.
Ooh.
Listen. Making that sound.
Yes.
You know, we went to on that House of Heroes tour I did in February. We went to Vegas, and Tim was like, guys, it's all good. If you want to go see a show, the band's going to buy your ticket, which is legit. So there were two things I would have wanted to see, and that would have been the Beatles Love, which was not, I guess it was closed for renovation. I don't know what they do. And the other one would have been Celine Dion.
Yeah.
And I straight up was like, I'm going to go see Celine Dion. Unfortunately for me, it was like that month where her husband and then her brother died. So she was like not
How much performing. Was it for a ticket to see
her? I don't even know.
Even imagine.
But I didn't go see it. And Tim was like, guys, I'm disappointed in you because none of you went. You went to watch Deadpool. None of you went to see a show. And I was like, I'm kind of disappointed about the movie, too. But no, it was great. But the
Blue Man Group, maybe?
I mean, no, there wasn't anything else I wanted to see. I told him, I was like, no, if Celine Dion would have been here, I would have been at Celine Dion.
The Excalibur Night Show's pretty
crying.
Sweet.
I would have been crying my eyes out. Yeah. He and his wife, Steph, went to see Mariah Carey. And they were,
oh, really?
They were not impressed.
How about Britney Spears? Doesn't she ever?
She wasn't in town.
Oh.
She wasn't in town or something.
Oh my gosh, Dex, you know all of the shows. Well, in Vegas.
It's because he's always been taking people to the
in
hotel.
Vegas.
Oh, okay.
We have like unlimited nights at the room.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah, I didn't go. I guess she's back now. If the opportunity came up, I would definitely go.
Yeah, me too. It'd be a great show.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I would go with you guys. But then I'd be like, oh, I know that one.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me? I don't know.
Okay. Angry Birds won the box office domestically this weekend with $39
million. No.
Captain America fell to second with 33.1.
Okay, cool.
Captain America has also made over $1 billion.
Yeah.
It's the first movie to do that this year, so nobody's crying over Captain America.
Yeah. My wife and I gave more money over the weekend.
You did? Nice. Sam Swan went to see it?
Well, yep. We saw it in 3D this time. And it, I, yeah.
I don't think you need the 3D. Because that action scene at the beginning, it's a little, it's like, oh yeah, my
you,
gosh.
It's you hard can't to really, follow. You almost get dizzy watching it.
Yeah. Because it's some action.
Yeah.
It's some action.
It was good.
Newcomers, Neighbors 2, and the Nice Guys underperformed. Internationally, the biggest movie, X-Men Apocalypse.
Really?
Yep. It came in with like over $100 million.
Hmm. Weird.
Yeah. And it premieres in the U.S. this coming weekend.
Ooh.
Check this out, guys. The subtitle of Star Wars Episode 8 might have accidentally been revealed.
Really?
Mm-hmm. There was a, let's see, what came out? Yeah, there's a poster that popped up for the Star Wars Celebration Europe 2016.
It's called The Island.
Nope. You want to know what it is?
The whole movie takes place on an island.
Now, a lot of people,
with Luke.
They kind of, the only criticism that The Force Awakens received was that it was too much like A New Hope. And the director of the next movie has
the
been saying...
The First Order strikes back.
No. The director's been saying that this next movie's darker. Everybody's saying that, well, the next one's darker, a la Empire Strikes Back. So this makes perfect sense. The supposed title is Star Wars Fall of the Resistance.
What?
Mm-hmm. Subtitle certainly makes sense, with actors John Boyega, Daisy Ridley, and Oscar Isaac recently teasing a, quote, darker story. And following the Star Wars formula, it makes sense as well. After all, the start of the Clone Wars and the series of disasters befalling the Rebel Alliance and Empire do offer a track record or pattern for second films in the franchise. Narratively, we left the Resistance in an odd state of flux.
Man.
Sure, they destroyed Starkiller Base and found Luke Skywalker, the Last Jedi, but the ruling organization of the New Republic had just been wiped out by the Starkiller Base. Several planets full of people gone.
Yes,
you had the loss of a major character. Some of you might not know who that is. Finn was recovering, and Rey going off to find her destiny leaves the Resistance fairly open to attack. Meanwhile, you had the First Order regrouping.
Man.
Leadership like Supreme Leader Snoke, Kylo Ren, General Hux, and somehow apparently Captain Phasma all making it out alive and set to come back together. So we wouldn't be surprised if Disney made a big announcement officially soon. Did you guys see the Star Trek Beyond trailer?
Did not.
Yes.
It is awesome.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, watch that during the break.
Okay.
Yes.
Pretty
I got
good.
So stoked over Star Trek.
Really?
Which is weird for
that
me.
That is weird.
I love the new Star Treks.
Them tracks is good.
They're real good.
Get me on that
up
train.
Star Wars. Chrissy's Star Trek for sure. Mm. She enjoys Star Trek.
She doesn't like
nerds.
Both?
She likes both, but I feel like you can't like them equally. Like, it's kind of like Beatles or Elvis people, right? Like, you can love Elvis and then you enjoy the Beatles, or you can love the Beatles and you're like, I understand Elvis, because they were doing like similar things but different, right? I would say I'm probably more of an Elvis guy.
Mm, okay. Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, I enjoy Star Trek. I'm not over the moon for Star Trek.
Yeah.
You see?
Okay.
Space. All right.
Now that that's done. More movie news.
Yeah.
Two-time Oscar winner Kate Blanchett joins Marvel Studios' Thor Ragnarok as the mysterious and powerful new villain Hela. Along with Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
Tessa Thompson, who was in Creed, she played the gal in Creed. She's going to be playing the new love interest for Thor.
What?
That's right. We need to try to get him back on the phone.
That's right.
Wait, also, she's playing Valkyrie, right?
Yeah, she's playing Valkyrie.
My gosh.
Carl Urban from the Star Trek trilogy we were just talking about, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, and the latest Judge Dredd movie. He's going to add his might to the fray as Scourge, or the what's his name? Yeah, the Executioner.
Dude.
Not
so
to mention Mark Ruffalo, who is playing Bruce Banner / the Hulk.
Yes. Dude.
Supposedly, this movie is going to be like an intergalactic buddy cop kind of thing.
I cannot wait.
And what I'm so excited about for Thor Ragnarok, which is the old Viking word for apocalypse, what I'm so excited about is the director. The director is the guy that did that little movie, What We Do in the Shadows,
which was hilarious. I totally forgot.
His name is...
I never saw that.
Taika Waititi or something like that. And it is that movie is hilarious.
Is that about the vampire family?
He also directed... directed a couple episodes of Flight of the Conchords. Taika Waititi. He's...
So some people were like, wait a second. That movie was a stupid funny vampire movie. How's he going to do a Thor action movie? The same was said about the Russo brothers, mm-hmm. who had only directed some episodes of The Arrested Development and Community and a couple of other things, and then they took on Captain America and gave us The Winter Soldier and now Civil War, and they're going to do Avengers Infinity War 1 and 2, and it's awesome!
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
And they got Jeff Goldblum in this mix.
Exciting. Exciting.
Dude, Cate Blanchett as Hela is going to be awesome.
Yes. She's like the ruler of the Viking version of Hell.
Yes.
Hella cool.
And if you remember Avengers Age of Ultron, Thor had that weird vision. And
right.
What's his face?
Yeah,
Heimdall was in Hell.
Yeah.
And everybody was weird and his eyes were crazy. And he was like, don't you understand? We're in Hell. And Thor was like, oh, no, I got to go be about my business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then he flew away.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. In other movie news, which I'm probably so excited about, recently we had heard that Michael Keaton was being approached to be a part of Spider-Man Homecoming, which is the new Spider-Man movie coming out next year in the Marvel Universe. I'm sorry it's so nerdy right now, guys. I'm sorry. Well, then talks fell through, and they were like, we lost Michael Keaton.
Oh.
But then they negotiated Robert Downey Jr. to officially come in. He's going to be Tony Stark in the new Spider-Man movie. So exciting.
Yeah!
And then over the weekend, supposedly, apparently, Michael Keaton, they went back to him.
Really?
And he got booked.
No way!
To be the villain in the new Spider-Man movie.
Yes.
So I guess once they got Tony squared away, Robert Downey Jr., they moved some stuff around, and then they had a better offer to approach Michael Keaton.
Oh, that's rad.
This is what it's being reported on in all these sites that I go read because I'm way too nerdy.
Nope, good. Not too nerdy. You can never be too nerdy.
So, check that out. You got Tom Holland as Peter Parker, Marissa Tomei as Aunt May, you got Tony Stark definitely returning, some random kids that have been cast as his friends, and now we've got Michael Keaton playing the villain. Now, nobody's sure there's a lot of speculation he's going to be the Vulture, which is okay. He's an okay villain.
Yeah.
The Vulture's never been like a big deal. But if it's Marvel doing it, they'll make it cool. Or he could be like Norman Osborn. Or he could be J. Jonah Jameson.
Oh, man. So
nobody
many.
Knows who he is. So it's
the nerd
it's
noise
super
is
exciting.
Deafening.
Sorry. Yes. It's very, very, very exciting for me
very,
right now.
Very, very, very. Yes.
So anyway, let's get out of the nerd stuff and go back to cool. Anthony Kiedis gave an update on just how serious his condition was when he was hospitalized.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I think I had to get sick to take a look at myself and get to the causes and conditions of my overall health.
Mm-hmm.
And so it turned out to be a good thing, albeit painful and very sad to have to cancel a show.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really do that. I'd rather play deathly ill than not play at all.
Mm-hmm.
But in this particular instance, I was starting to go down, mm-hmm. as in to the ground.
That guy keeps saying,
so
and I went
to
punch things.
Mm-hmm. Got some help, mm-hmm. and now I get to figure things out. Mm-hmm. I think it was a slow news day.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But it was. when I opened my phone and I saw I was on the news, I was like, everything must be okay in the world today if that's what's making the news.
He still hasn't told
even,
us.
He didn't say anything.
He didn't say anything.
He just said he went to the hospital.
Real sick.
Dude. Luke played a game on, I believe it was Friday night. They had a Little League game, and the pitcher for the opposing team, his name was Kiedis, and I was like, yeah, dude!
It's pretty sweet.
Nicely done, Dad! You said, good job, Kiedis! I
want our team to win.
Yeah, give it away now! You just threw that one under the bridge!
Oh, man.
Sounds like that kid's had a little too much California occasion, am I right?
Run the bases all around the world, Luke! Man.
This show is such a roller coaster, I tell you.
Just
up and down all the time.
What? All seven of our listeners
take
who
it
are
to
fans
the other side
of the Chili Peppers are stoked right now.
Florence Welch from Florence and the Machine visited a 15-year-old fan in hospice, sang for her and her family. She sang at least two songs, Shake It Off and Dog Days Are Over, and the girl sang with her. We have a clip.
Every day my voice is proud of her. Such a good harmony. I'd like to keep some things to myself. I'd like to keep my issues from. But it's always darkest before the dawn. Shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off. Oh, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off.
that's cool. I love when celebrities do that.
Sing?
Well, show up at
I love it when you
a
sing.
Hospital and sing for the peeps.
I just wanted you to sing.
For the sick people.
My last little bit of news, real quick. John Stewart and his wife adopted an abused horse, which had been shot more than 100 times with paintballs at close range. Whoa. She had even lost an eye thanks to the abuse. The owner was convicted of animal cruelty on Friday. Ugh. Look at John Stewart, man. It's pretty cool.
Doesn't have anything else going on.
That's all my news for now.
Big show this morning, guys. Just huge show. Monday Mindset. How is it this morning, Starmie? How's your mind? You can text the show at 585-LIVE. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about this woman who broke Facebook.
She broke it.
I'm going to talk about a kid who just graduated. And he's missing 25% of his brain. Pretty cool story.
Wow.
This young man. Good morning. It's Monday. Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
So what?
Seven Eleven. Good morning.
High today of 86 degrees.
No accidents to report right now, but there are a couple of water main and line related road construction incidents around the city. So watch out for that. That's your look at traffic.
Brought to you by Solomon's Porch right here at 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Come and have some great coffee, some burritos. We just love them over there. Just love them.
Just beautiful.
What's that text live line number, Steve?
Well, Joseph,
yeah.
It's 505-585-LIVE. That's 585-5483.
Good, 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 good.
God, oh, that's great.
Monday Mindset. Tao, what's our Monday Mindset this morning?
Fall apart willingly.
Nope.
No, it's finding joy in the simple things. A lady named Candace Payne reminded us exactly how to do it over the weekend.
Mm.
In case you don't live under a rock, you know what we're talking about. If you do
live under a rock, I'm really excited to share.
Sorry, I totally cut you off. I'm so sorry.
Man. You know, I found the joy in the simple things.
Were you done? I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
No, you go. Keep going.
No, I really would run.
Can you just keep talking because it's kind of funny?
Why? You want to play that over me?
No, I want. It was funny because you had food. Never mind.
I'm really excited to share with you something I got. Okay, I went to Kohl's today. I had to make a couple returns. Here's what I found when I was at Kohl's. This is mine. Like, when it's said and done, at the end of the day, this is mine that I bought. And I'm going to keep it for my own. You can see it kind of has Star Wars. Oh, you're getting a little hint. Okay. So the
video is, it's probably around 3 minutes long, 3.5 minutes long. And so she's sitting in her car outside of Kohl's.
Yes.
And she's so pumped, so excited because she just bought this Chewbacca mask that she saw in the store.
Chewbacca.
And she finally gets it out of the box and she puts it on. And that's when the magic happens.
Now watch when my mouth actually moves. That's not me making that noise. It's the mask. Here, listen.
Oh my gosh. Guys, she broke Facebook. She broke the internet over the weekend.
I love that when she's like cracking up, the Chewbacca mouth is just moving.
Oh, and such a happy Chewbacca!
Oh, man.
This is worth every penny!
Guys, you gotta watch the video.
You have to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She loses it.
Oh, oh
losing her mind.
Those Chewbacca masks have to be sold out everywhere.
They are sold out everywhere.
I think they're only about 17 bucks. They're not really that expensive.
I don't even know. But the fact of the matter is, if you want one now, you have to go to like eBay.
I was just about to say, I'm going to eBay.
They're like hundreds of dollars now.
Really?
Yes. They've sold out everywhere.
Oh, that's really cool. So, you know, after this went viral and she broke
Oh my gosh, $125 on eBay right now.
Chewbacca mask.
That's real. Not only did she break the internet, she drove up pricing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to head to the store after the show and see if I can find some of these.
No, you're not.
Well, this is cool. So after she broke the internet, Kohl's, they did something very cool for her and her family.
Hi, Candace. I'm Jeff Testing with Kohl's. How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Well,
Candace.
Hi, Owen.
That's awesome.
So, Candace, we don't want you to stress about having to share your Chewbacca mask.
Yeah, so they hooked her up, her and her family, each with a Chewbacca mask.
So, Candace, we don't want you to stress over.
It's the Southern effeminate. It's a normal accent. Go ahead.
We just wanted to give you some of these presents here from Kohl's. Hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
Yeah.
I'm the representative for Kohl's.
Hey,
I
couldn't
find a better spokesperson.
How y'all doing?
My name is Harry.
Dex has a great idea. She should be their new spokesperson.
Yeah.
Oh,
she
dude.
She should.
Yeah.
Her laugh could be, she'd be like, oh, and all the best deals.
Oh, you know that they're going to have her in the next commercial on TV.
No, Dex, it's impossible for me to know that.
It'll happen. Yeah, so they gave her $2,500 in gift cards and all these toys, really hooked her up. And then Good Morning America called, and she was on this morning, and she got even more stuff on Good Morning America.
Backstory here. You're in the store. Why did you want to buy this mask?
Well, I honestly wasn't there for the mask. I was there for myself for some yoga pants because I'm trying to work out more. And it's not really going that well. But I ended up going to the toy section because I got discouraged about the yoga pants. And I thought, maybe not today, but I can get a toy for my kids.
Right.
And I walked through the toy section and I accidentally bumped my shoulder into this box. And I had seen this before. But I didn't realize it made sound until that moment. It accidentally started making the growl, and I went, I need to get that. Like, I don't think my kids need that. I think I need that.
You needed that.
Yes.
And so you got in the car. You couldn't even wait to get home.
Well, I made a couple other stops.
Okay.
And then it was just calling from the bag. My husband and I will be married 15 years in December. So that's a big one for us. I know. In this day and age, it's like, get it going, all right? And
she's so funny, man.
Get it going.
Yeah, and then they brought a Good Morning America brought out a bunch of toys.
From Hasbro, the creator of the mask, they got her pretty much the entire Star Wars toy line. And then, you know, $2,500 gift certificate to buy more toys for other children. It was like, oh, my gosh.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, she's great. You guys have to watch the video. We posted it up at our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Just go on to Facebook and go to your news feed, and you'll find it. You'll see it right there because it's literally broke the internet over the weekend.
Yeah.
And our Monday mindset is about the simple things. You know, I don't think we stop and take a step back sometimes and just look at the simple things in our lives and try to enjoy them.
Yeah.
No, well, it's true. That there's a deep message. I think the reason this is like resonating with people is because she actually, it's this dumb, you can't listen, like you can't watch the video and not laugh with her.
Right.
Because her laugh, number one, is so infectious. But then you realize, like, she has found this stupid little mask and she's getting so much joy out of it.
Mm.
And then that resonates with other people and it reminds you, you know, we can find joy in everything. We have to look for it sometimes. Sometimes it's right there in front of us.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But you really can. And when you can find like huge joy in simple things, it means more.
Well, and what's amazing about this is for those that are too busy focused on job or money or whatever it is, to sit back and enjoy the simple things. In that moment when she did sit back and enjoy the simple thing, her family is set up. She wasn't stressed about money. She wasn't worried about taking care of this or that or the other. She truly just enjoyed the moment. Mm-hmm. And in that moment, God provided exponentially more than she could ask, fathom, or think, which is cool because that's biblical, you know. And I love that. I love it. Mm. I guess there's a video of her at church online as well. We keep getting texts in from people saying, hey, there's a video in Fine Arts. And that's pretty cool.
That's really cool. Yeah. So, you know, today, just take a step back from all the craziness in your life and enjoy just the simple things. If you have kids, I love sitting back and just watching my kids. Yeah. I'm just trying to soak in every second I possibly can because, man, my son is graduating the eighth grade tomorrow.
Oh, gosh.
Which one is this?
Caleb. He is going to be a freshman.
Dude. Good grief, Caleb.
It happens growing. Too fast.
I don't know. It just feels, it really does feel like a year ago that he was just a little baby.
Dude, don't start crying. Oh, no, guys.
Oh, it's happening.
I'm all right. Yeah, I'm all right. 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 I'm all right.
Here, eat something. That'll make you feel better.
Gosh. Okay.
Eat that.
Speaking of the simple things coming up.
I'm fine. I'm okay.
There you go.
Got a story of a robber who had to take care of some of the simple things before he could get to his robbing business.
Oh.
Yeah.
And there's some that I think she wasn't expecting any of this.
She wasn't.
If we go into it and we're like right now, if you're like, okay,
I got to make this go viral.
Yes, if I appreciate the joy in the simple things, then God's going to give me a ton of crap.
I need to start you know what I'm saying? Filming everything.
That's not the message here. The message is she just appreciated something for really what it was, even way more than what it was.
Yeah.
Like the fact of the matter is, if this wouldn't have gone viral, she would have been fine. Like, she would have totally just appreciated it for what it was. Because she was just going live on Facebook because she thought it was funny.
And to see her joy, when I saw her go live again on Facebook, when she was at her hotel, room last night, getting ready for Good Morning America the next morning, and she was just beaming with joy, man. She couldn't believe what had happened and how a simple video that she posted could completely change her and her family's life forever. Yeah. We live in a crazy, crazy time.
We do. But it's neat.
Live in the future. So
what a time to be alive.
Got a few simple things in life. Excuse me. On the live line, 585 Live, Farmington, my simple joy, half lemonade, half tea Snapple.
Okay. That's an Arnie Palmy.
Yeah. Someone else said, love it when Teo starts preaching on a good word. Also, love tacos.
I'll never do it again because of your taco comment. I hate tacos.
Teo's good word and tacos.
Yeah. You need to raise your standards, friend.
Dude. Yeah.
Tacos are stupid.
What? You're crazy.
585 Live. Send in, you know, the simple things. What is it? What's your Monday mindset?
That video. That video is what people are focused
on. Now watch
today.
When my mouth actually moves.
It's so good because it's almost like she forgets she's got it
That's
on.
Not me making
and
that noise.
She's
it's
laughing.
The mask. Here, listen.
That's so good.
Chime in on the live line. Someone said, oh man, that video is awesome. Should have waited to put my makeup on afterwards. Tears running down my face.
Same thing happened to me yesterday.
Awesome. Oh, I'm such a happy Chewbacca.
She's the best. Candace Payne, remember the name.
One of my favorite parts of the video is when she was thinking that she should drive with the mask on.
Oh man.
Yeah. I should drive around with the mask on. So anyway, go to our Facebook. So we posted a link to the video and an article talking about everything that's happened to Candace in the past few days.
Yeah.
And then tell us either what your simple joy is, your simple pleasure, or you can tell us your Monday mindset. Maybe you learned something really cool at church this weekend.
And maybe that's what's helping you focus in on the simple things.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, man.
That's so good. So good. All right, Whiskey Tango on the way.
Oh, man, speaking of simple things, sometimes you just got to take care of the simple things before you can get to Robin.
Like Batman and Robin?
No. No.
Like Bird? Like Rockin'
Robin? Like Robin. Like Robin.
Like Red Robin?
Like stick him up.
Oh. Okay, it's coming up.
Thieving.
Stealing.
Yeah, that one.
That's the one.
Hang out.
morning. The Morning Invasion is back on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The Billboard Music Awards.
The Angry Birds movie, number one at the box office.
Lady Gaga's childhood piano did not hit a high note at an auction in New York. The upright failed to meet its reserve price.
Rainy and muddy Preakness. Exaggerator won the 141st running of the race, leaving Kentucky Derby winner Nyquist in third place.
The head of the Taliban in Afghanistan has been killed in a U.S. drone strike.
Secretary of State John Kerry is in Myanmar.
Actor and comedian Alan Young, best known for his portrayal of Will in the 1960s sitcom Mr. Ed, has died.
Bernie Sanders sounding off on CNN about the superdelegates, which have put Hillary Clinton way ahead in the delegates count.
Clearly, the current situation is undemocratic.
Egypt has deployed a submarine to the Mediterranean Sea to search for the voice and data recorders from the Egypt Air flight that went down Thursday.
President Obama left Washington for a week-long visit to Asia. His first stop is Vietnam.
High
today of 86 degrees.
Traffic.
No accidents to report at this time. That's your look at traffic.
What the hell?
Traffic.
Good job, everyone out there. Monday morning.
Talking to you, Oklahoma City Thunder.
Man.
Yeah.
What's up, Warriors?
What's happening? Yeah, what's happening with basketball?
The Thunder beat the Warriors 133-105 yesterday.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Yep.
What about your boy?
Well, he did not step up and do much.
He did not step it up?
He had a Steph infection.
He was in too big of a curry.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's all right. 2-1 series.
It's
Thunder,
great series.
Thunder are ahead by one. That's all right.
Definitely going to be a better series than the actual finals, because whoever wins the West is clearly going to win the finals.
Yeah. It'll be Cleveland and the Warriors in the finals.
Or the Thunder, actually.
Nope. They won't win.
Or the Thunder.
Yeah. They're not going to win.
Yeah?
Nope. Not going to happen. They clearly gave up at halftime. Clearly.
Clearly?
Clearly gave up at halftime.
Okay.
Why would they give up at halftime?
Well, because it's all staged. They want to sell more.
I know that, but
more tickets, more food and hot dogs.
If it's sodas, staged, they're not giving
beverages.
Up. They're just sticking to the script.
Sure.
Yeah.
That too. That too, my friends.
I'm telling you, man.
Your Monday mindset, 585 live.
We got a few mindsets coming in. I enjoy making my kids smile.
And smiley face.
Mm.
That's good.
That's good.
Watching panda videos is a simple thing. I don't know what that means.
Oh my gosh, you guys just reminded me of something.
Yes, YouTube panda videos.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Okay, Simple Joy, your show, guys.
Oh, thanks.
Big ol' heart. Can't wait to plug in my headphones each morning and start working and listening to you guys. You make me laugh each day. You're always in my heart.
Love you.
RG. Argy. RG.
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 Good.
Is it a strong G, RG? Or is it a soft G, RG?
Hey, we got a... It's happening. Look, so when somebody calls that, it shows up.
Really?
Yes.
Joey. To accept.
What?
Joey!
Yep. Turn that radio down, buddy.
Okay.
Hey, Joe.
The Thunder is my favorite basketball team, so I'm happy that they won.
Yeah. Good for you, Joey. Good for you.
My wife just texted in, "Thunder up, y'all!" I'm like, what?
Joey, did you see the lady, the Chewbacca mask lady?
Yeah.
It's pretty funny, huh?
What?
It's pretty funny, huh?
Yeah.
Good. It is funny, Dex.
I played it for my kids, and they didn't get it.
What? Joey gets
Come
it.
Come on.
Joey knows what's
my
up.
My kids lost their minds.
No, they didn't.
They did.
Joey!
That's a lie. They thought it was hilarious.
That's a lie.
Did you have a good weekend, Joey?
Yeah.
What did you do?
What?
Did you have a game this weekend?
Yeah, what did you do?
Yeah, I had a game this weekend. I pitched, but we lost because I got lit up.
Oh, well. It's okay.
You know what, man? That's totally okay. Did you do your best out there on the mound?
Yeah.
Good. Good job. Did you have fun doing it?
Yeah.
Good. Awesome, Joey. Mm-hmm. Proud of you, kid.
Yep. Enjoy it, man. It's the simple things.
Yes. Like getting lit up in a Little League game. That's totally cool, man.
Yeah, you know?
Sometimes you're just going to get lit up in life, you know? But you just keep going. Keep rocking and rolling.
That's right, Joey. That's right.
Yes.
Thanks for checking in, man.
Heck yeah.
Okay. Oh, and Steve-O, yeah. Can I ask you a question really quick?
Yes.
Remember that game you were talking about where they all untied their shoes?
Yeah.
Well, did you happen to meet a kid there and you took a picture with him? I think there might have been a tall one, a shorter one, and a shorter one.
Shortest. Yes.
Yeah, well, the people that you took the picture with go to my school.
Oh, cool.
And there was a kid on the team that you lost to that used to go to my school.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Hey, what team do you play for, Joey?
The Yankees.
The Yankees. Okay. Awesome, kiddo.
Well, thank you, Joey.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Have a good day, okay? We're going to go.
See you, man.
Okay.
Bye, right, buddy.
That's Joey.
Joey's that a good Joey. Kid.
Sweet he kid. Is a great kid. Just a good kid.
Cherish these moments, people.
Cherish them. Cherish them.
Speaking of cherishing moments, let's head to Florida.
We're actually going to head to the West Coast, my friend.
To the West Coast.
For a special edition of Whiskey Tango, California.
Let's go to Thede's house.
You know, sometimes you have a job, a duty, if you will. But in order to complete that duty, you got to make sure you don't have to duty in order to take care of it. You guys know what I'm saying?
No, man.
Maybe.
A guy was driving home in Berkeley, California last week, and he was parking. When a 25-year-old man named Joseph popped up from behind the apartment building with a gun.
Hey-o.
Did he go? Did he say?
Chica!
He said, "I'm stealing your car. Get out of the car."
Chica!
And then he stared at him for a second and said, "But I really have to poop."
Oh.
Really? Yes.
Those were his words?
His exact words, and I quote,
"But I really have to poop.
But I really have to poop. Where's your apartment?" So he took him up to the apartment.
At gunpoint.
The guy, this is something Tay would do. The guy lives with his grandmother, and she happened to be using the bathroom at the time. So the robber forced her out.
No.
And made the guy stand there with him while he pooed.
Oh, come man. On, man. That's
this is
mean.
At gunpoint.
That's like insult to injury.
No, you stand right there and you watch.
On the bright side, he did let the guy turn around. So he
wow. So he was just chilling in the bathroom. Just
at gunpoint. Just like, wait, don't man. Just hold on. Hey, man, can you turn the fan on?
No!
Cool.
You are the worst robber. You are the worst one.
Do you have any, like, magazines or anything?
No!
Hold on. Turn around. Don't look. It's weird.
I'm definitely not looking.
Okay. All right.
This is the worst. You know this is the worst.
Hey, do you have any more toilet paper? I'm sorry. Courtesy flush.
Good grief.
You have any more toilet paper?
Thank you for the courtesy. You're very polite.
At gunpoint! Imagine this, guys. Well, when he was finished with his business, he headed back downstairs and drove off in the car.
Oh, my gosh.
Cops tracked him down about an hour later. He was arrested for robbery and carjacking. Oh, also, side note, he had a puppy with him the whole time.
What?
Fail!
Favorite Whiskey Tango of all time.
Unbelievable.
He held a dude at gunpoint and in his other arm he had a puppy. No clue as to how he did his business with a gun, a puppy, on a stranger's toilet.
This is
a real story, humans. So not only was he arrested for robbery and carjacking, but the cops also took the puppy to animal control.
Oh, well, that's good.
I know. Whiskey Tango. California. I think that wins.
That's a pretty good one.
It's intense. I'll give you that much.
Gosh.
Thanks so much for holding. Good morning.
Good morning, boys. Rambaldi.
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 So, there's a... I'm, like, kind of iffy on this story because it doesn't sound real. A puppy, really? No. Come on. That's like saying that I'm not real with the pink Subaru.
Yo, dog.
So, a puppy?
I mean, listen to me. You quit making that about you, friend.
It's the, I mean, it's
in
really,
the police report.
It's really the in the entire story, you know? I mean.
But come on.
Now you come up.
Yeah.
That's a puppy, dude. How can a guy do a business with a puppy?
I'm just saying.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
I know.
But I hope you guys are doing good, and hope you guys have a blessed week.
You too, Ron. You too. Pauly.
All right, catch you guys later.
Not sure where he was going with that.
Well, that's one of your listeners, so.
I'll claim you, Ron Paldy.
Just kidding.
I'll claim you, buddy.
Why call him Ron Paldy?
That's just what we called him. Because his name's Ron Paul.
Yeah, but his name's Rambaldi.
Yeah, I know. You don't get it.
No, I get it. It's just not.
It's fine. It's just let it go.
Okay.
Yeah. Ron Paul.
Right. The politician guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody just wrote us on the text line and they said,
whoa!
Hey guys, there's no Monday Mindset on the Facebook. Which I say, wait. There is a Monday Mindset. You have to find it.
Yep. It's, I mean, it's right there.
Search
it
for
is
it.
The one
literally
thing that we've
the
posted.
The only thing we've posted today.
We have.
I love the Monday Mindset this morning because it's all about the simple things.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we get so consumed with things that do not matter.
I'll fix
it. Like work.
Real quick, we need to pray for our boy Aaron on Facebook who commented on the Monday Mindset. So dumb and not funny to the Chewbacca mask lady video.
What?
No, not all. Not all of us. It's not going to get
it. Yeah, I played it for Jaden, and when I walked back in after the video was almost over, she was so confused.
Dude, okay. You have teenagers.
Teenagers.
They're too cool to laugh at cool videos.
Well, she's not a teenager yet.
She's preteen.
Yeah, I know.
Her and Jack are the same age. However, Jack thought it was hilarious. My kids lost it.
Yeah.
But they're, you know, they're younger.
I didn't play it for the other two.
Okay. Do you want to share those notes there, Tao?
What's up,
notes,
dude?
From Sagebrush? Literally all of their notes from Sagebrush.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's Laura Kowalczyk. Because she posts this every week.
Oh. So she shared what Sagebrush was talking about?
She did.
That's cool.
Well, look at that.
Yeah.
Number one. Which point?
And ninthly.
I'll do 0.7.
I'm going to do 0.13.
Yeah.
Can we have a Cliff's Notes version?
No, you can't have a Cliff's Notes.
That's cool. I love it when people share. I mean, that's their mindset. That's,
for those of us who are creatures of habit, I have edited the Monday Mindset post that says Monday Mindset post at the very beginning. So there, now people will see it.
Okay. The simple things in life is what we're focusing on. We want you guys to focus on, you know, the things that might not seem like they matter, but they really do. You know, like, you know, going to the grocery store, maybe hanging out with your kids, sitting on your couch and just sitting back and watching them play or interact or talk. I was doing that this weekend, just kicking back on the couch where I normally just, you know,
you
lazy.
Got to kick back on the couch.
So
that
lazy.
Sounds cool.
Just kick back and
kicking on back, you know, on the couch.
Look over and see Lando on his iPod, just, you know, just watching videos. And then I look over at Jaden and she's on her iPad, just watching videos. And I look over at my wife and she's just watching videos.
This is so boring.
I know.
Device.
And I just said, man, I just, I'm so thankful. I just
Would
look
you
at my
mind
family.
Playing the spooky music? I have a story.
Look at my family.
And an update in the latest case or the latest incident of the case we like to call either Panda or Beans versus Birds.
Really?
What?
That's right. There we were, getting home from a nice dinner. Dawn's mom and her sister in town, so we went out to eat. By the way, taking Johnny to a restaurant, it's an adventure in itself.
Oh, yep. Yeah, I remember those days.
Yep.
So anyway, we get home. Dawn and I and Johnny get home first. We walk in. Dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum. Usually, Beans greets us at the door. Hmm. He is not at the door. Panda is on the table, which is right beside the door. This is weird. Look over. Wait a second! What's that in the floor? It's an entire bird!
Oh!
An entire bird! It is dead. There are feathers scattered everywhere in the living room.
Wow.
Johnny immediately goes for the bird. Johnny, well, no! Yeah. Stop it. I was like, Dawn, you hold Johnny. I'll get the vacuum cleaner.
Wait, vacuum cleaner?
Yeah. So luckily, they hadn't. I guess they had killed the bird, but they hadn't really spread it around.
Okay.
The only thing on the floor really was feathers. And so then I get the vacuum cleaner. I start going. Johnny takes cover from the vacuum cleaner because he's not really sure what it is.
Right.
Dawn gets the scoop. She scoops up the bird. And well, first we put beans in the bird outside so that Johnny would quit going for the bird. So then I'm vacuuming, and then we're getting the spray cleaner out. So then once Johnny's at a safe distance, Dawn goes out with the scoop. I'm still vacuuming. And she throws the bird over the balcony. Goodbye, bird. The flightless bird.
Yeah.
Its last flight was in death.
Oh.
So anyway, I don't understand what they're doing. I don't think it was beans that killed the bird. I'm pretty sure it was Panda because she's got that prowess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't think it was beans. I think Panda killed the bird and then gave it to beans as a peace offering.
I like that.
Yeah.
But the thing is, now we're probably going to have to take him to the vet.
Yeah.
It's like, what have you been eating, cats? What are you doing out there?
Diseases.
I don't want them to get diseases. Yes, because I'm laying there at night.
Birds get lots of diseases.
Yes,
I know,
but
what are they going to do, like blood work? I guess they could do blood.
Yeah, they're going to do blood. Have you ever been to a vet? Yeah. What do you do
Hook
with Rocket?
To an IV.
When you go to the vet, is it actually Walmart?
No, we do, but I mean, if Rocket gets into a rabbit or a something, we're just like, well... Circle of life.
Well, you need to check him out.
You should get that checked out.
Rabies?
Dude, he could get worms.
If he starts looking at me funny and frothing at the mouth, then I'll probably go, yeah, we got to shoot him. But like, other than that, I'm pretty sure he's okay.
For those of us who care about our pets, we have to take them to the vet.
There's a lot of different things that they have.
Yeah,
I don't have health care for Rocket. So
plus,
he's just,
the thing is,
he's
I don't
not on
want
that Obamacare yet.
Beans to get something and then possibly...
No,
bite or scratch Johnny and something happened.
Yeah. Do you leave the sliding glass door open when you leave so the cats can go outside?
We crack it because they go nuts if you keep them inside.
Right.
By the way, did you ever find that one?
Nope. No idea.
What thought
the
that
bird head is still missing.
It's still missing?
I've looked everywhere.
No weird stenches in the house?
Nope. Huh. But I guess the cats figured, hey... Why should we just leave a head when we can bring the whole bird inside? Get the whole
thing,
guys.
They just ate the whole thing?
I don't know. But that's another thing, because if one of the cats ate the bird head, then the bones are probably inside of their little intestines just wreaking havoc.
I bet
so
Johnny
need...
probably found it. He just...
No,
Johnny just
stop
probably
it.
Just... Well,
oh,
that
yeah,
happened
gosh.
While they were out of town.
Well,
so that's impossible.
He probably found it the other day when he got home.
No, he did not. The cat obviously ate it.
No way, man.
Bird skulls are very thin.
Bird skulls.
crunch, done.
So anyway, that's the latest. I don't know. Panda is like... she's killing these birds somehow crazy style. And then they're bringing
She's
them
a
in.
Cat.
The house. Yeah.
I just don't know how. Like, she sits on the ledge, and
they're
then if
fast.
They fly too close, she just goes clip, boom.
You should set up a GoPro and just film it.
Just watch them.
Yes.
That would be legit.
Make a bunch of that YouTube money.
I could tune into it from my computer here at work.
Oh,
just
no.
Be like, yeah,
exactly.
What's Beans doing? Oh, Beans. Oh, you little wretch.
Is that your simple thing in life, your kitties?
No. The simple thing in life is how much Johnny enjoys bubbles.
Yeah.
He loves bubbles. So we bought him like a bubble maker.
Nice.
Yesterday we bought this thing and it's just bubble town all day long. So Morgan was sending me pictures earlier. They broke it out this morning and Johnny's going nuts.
Nice.
He loves bubbles.
Bubbles are awesome.
585 Live, the live line, if you'd like to chime in on this Monday mindset, talking about the simple things.
Mm-hmm.
Twinkies.
Twinkies?
Twinkies are the simple things in life. Santa Fe. Simple things, watching the hot air balloons fill the sky every morning.
Oh.
Someone also said birds are plotting to take over the world. This is why we need more cats, not less. Never spay or neuter your cat. Can't say I agree with that, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Simple things are cat, bird. That's what? What?
It's a baby farting in the tub. Tiny bubbles in the tub. No?
Okay.
What
happened?
I love the internet.
Who?
It's so awesome. There's just so much. There's just so much. I typed in bubbles song, and man, there's just so many. I'm just going to click one here and just see what happens.
Don't.
The bubble bullet song? What's that?
No!
Do it.
All right.
Oh, gosh. You can't trust random YouTube videos.
Yeah, you can. Why would they put them on there?
That is Dex's simple thing.
What about
your simple thing is just random dumb YouTube videos.
Oh, there's an ad.
Oh, man.
14 seconds.
We have a big, curious golden retriever that is always getting into stuff, and we never take it to the vet, even when it had a seizure.
Really?
That's on the live line.
The simple things, like our live line. It's so simple, but just amazing.
Once at Twinkies, I'll tell you the simple thing was when I discovered zebra cakes came in different things. I may have gone to the store last week because I discovered they made them in those like Swiss roll things, right? Except it's a zebra cake, but made up like a Swiss roll.
Talk to me.
Keep telling him about it. He is interested.
Talk to me.
I may have looked like a crazy person walking out with like a case.
You got it.
I bought boxes on boxes.
Why don't you bring a couple of them to
on
work?
Boxes because they're mine.
No.
Like, no. To a point where yesterday, little sweet Luke Jeter comes up and he goes, "Hey, do you think I could have one of those zebra cake rolls?" Because I got home and I said, "These are daddy's. Don't touch them." Yeah. Four boxes cake rolls.
We just got a text on the live line, and I think they're trying to prove a point, but it's coming across wrong to me. They say, "We have a big, curious golden retriever that is always getting into stuff, and we never take it to the vet, even when it had a seizure."
We just read that.
Literally just read that, Tao.
No, I don't remember you guys reading that.
I literally just read that and said,
I didn't hear it.
That was on the live line.
I don't hear it.
That's all right.
I didn't hear it.
Tao tuned me out, man.
It was awesome.
Did you hear him say that?
I did.
Yes.
I'm going to have to hear a playback. I don't think he said it.
I said it, and then I said, "That was on the live line."
Well, then I think you even responded to it.
No, I was talking to Thebes. Me and Thebes are having a combo.
No wonder.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
That worries me.
Well, yeah.
And we should all be worried. Maybe I read it again.
That's what Steve-O said.
Maybe the Lord provided. I literally just had this conversation with you.
Maybe the Lord provided for me saying it.
Just
again.
In case to like double back on it and be like, "No, guys,
it's
for
a shocking statement."
Yeah.
If you're not taking your dog to the vet, and Steve-O probably already said this, so I'll just reiterate what he said. If you're not taking your dog to the vet when it has a seizure, don't be proud of that.
Don't be proud of that. That's
it's coming across weird.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
And on that note, a baby laughs hysterically at a dog eating bubbles.
Is this that same baby?
Is it? Maybe it is. You gotta get Johnny.
I tried to post a funny picture of Johnny to go viral this weekend.
Man,
it didn't work.
That meme was awesome.
It was pretty hilarious.
It didn't work?
I shared it.
I think I figured it out, though, why it doesn't work. Our buddy Nate Heitzik, got to hang out with him a little bit yesterday, and he said, "Dude, that has to go viral."
Yeah,
that
was a
Nate
good one.
Hasn't shared it? Is that how it happens? People
I haven't shared
people
it.
People are like, "Hey, that has to go viral." And then they just go,
"I shared it."
I'll share it right now. I'm going to do it right now. What's your money mindset? We're focused on the simple things in life because of a young lady who found the simple thing in a Chewbacca mask.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao on Star 88.
It's a war zone. There are explosions. There are bombs going off. I can't even describe it.
Now watch when my mouth actually moves. That's not me making that noise, it's the mask! Here, listen.
Oh man.
Yep.
So good old Chewbacca.
That's actually Candace Payne. It's not really Chewbacca.
It's Chewie. Chewie just going crazy.
Such a happy Chewbacca!
Man. Yeah. If you haven't seen that one yet, well, you need to jump on the internets. That was another good thing when she was talking about the internets.
And I had to share with my friends on the internet webs.
Good morning, Starmy. 8:05.
High today of 86 degrees. Traffic!
Oh man, we got a big one. Accident in the center lane's blocked. I-40 east at Rio Grande. If you're eastbound on 40, you're backed up probably until UNSER. Down to around 15 miles an hour. So maybe avoid that this morning. That's your look at traffic. Traffic!
338-3700 is our phone number if you'd like to call in. What's that text live line number, Steve?
It's 505-585-LIVE. That's 585-5483. You know, never thought my Whiskey Tango story would cause a response.
Oh, it did.
But we got a response.
Talk to me. Hey. Talk to me.
Well, I'm going to keep it anonymous just in case. Friend of the show chimed in. Worked at the DA's office at the time that this went down in good old Las Cruces, New Mexico.
No kidding.
Earlier we mentioned a criminal who tried to steal a car, but before he had to take care of some business. Yeah.
Come on.
So he held the dude hostage up in his apartment so that he could take care of that, and then went back downstairs and robbed the car. You'll have to listen.
All while holding a puppy.
Yeah. Apparently, criminals like to poop.
No.
Yeah.
Everybody has to. That doesn't mean they necessarily
In fact, the subject of this email we got from said friend of the show.
I wish you would say number two.
Well, it's called Crooks Who Poop.
Crooks Who Number Two.
Okay. Las Deuces.
I get it. That's hilarious.
Story comes from.
They should call it Las Deuces. I'm just kidding. I heard you say that.
He just said it. I'm the happiest Chewbacca. So apparently, a teenager tried to get back at his girlfriend. Maybe they had broken up. I don't know. 19 years old at the time, Austin. So he saw his girl's car, or ex-girlfriend at the time, at the Mesilla Valley Mall in Las Deuces.
Oh, no.
And did exactly that. What? He said, you know what I'm going to do to get revenge? Squat right here inside this Civic.
It was his Civic duty.
Stop it.
Maybe he thought it was his civic duty.
Let's take a moment of silence for the best joke of the morning.
Las Deuces.
I've awarded myself.
I know.
Wait. Would you?
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Thank you. I accept the award. I'd like to thank my mom for raising me on Happy
it's
Gilmore.
It's funny on multiple levels. And, it was a Honda Civic, and it was a duty.
Yeah. No, I get it. Yeah.
I get it. That's
Here's
hilarious.
The worst part. One, it wasn't even his girlfriend's car.
Oh, wrong car?
Two, he was caught in the act by the owner.
Okay.
His response to the owner immediately was, "Bro, this is your car? I thought this was Desiree's car."
Oh.
I'm asking you to think, man. Use your head and think.
That is real life, my friends.
Mm. Oh, man.
And it was sent to us from someone who heard our first story and thought, oh, you don't even know. So there you go.
Love it.
Shout out to District Attorney Michael Heights.
Thank you. Yeah. Good stuff right there. Good stuff.
Shared that story with the Las Deuces Sun News. So that's where we got
it. Pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Share your Monday mindset. You know, we've been focusing on the smaller things in life, you know. They should bring you joy. Those simple things.
They should.
What is it for you, Starmy? 585-LIFE. Text it in. Let us know what you think on this Monday mindset.
Simple things for me are watching Seth Rollins return to action and kick Roman Reigns in the gut and inevitably pedigree him in the center of the ring and lift that belt above his head and claim victory.
So he's back full on. Like, I guess his injury is all healed.
He's all healed up.
That's great.
Yeah, he's all healed
he's
up.
He's fun to watch.
Was it a fake injury or a real injury?
He tore his meniscus, in the ring. It was
check
crazy.
The script here.
Yeah.
See if that's.
WWE, guys. I'm a grown up.
Oh, this says fake injury. He said he just needed a break.
It's written in. He needed some time off.
It's definitely a write in.
No, it's real.
That's an interesting point, though. I realize that people really do get injured a lot in the WWE, but how much can we trust the fact that when people leave for a while that they're actually injured? Like, maybe they're just taking a break.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, he's out for an injury, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, like, because they can use that. They can build that into a comeback story.
Well, he was the champ. And he was just, like, rising to stardom. It just won the, like, heavyweight championship or whatever, and then tore his meniscus in a dark match, which means like it was a house show, mm-hmm. kind of like how they had here. So it wasn't even televised. But some dude had the video on YouTube, and it's nasty.
It was probably a real.
It was nasty because this dude's like super CrossFit guy. I guess he owns his own like CrossFit gym or something, right,
yeah.
Teo?
Yeah, he does.
And
he's way up in it.
He's super, yeah, super in the CrossFit games and everything. And so because of that, he is very athletic and does high flying, high risk type moves.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Which is interesting because you'll have so many people say, yeah, but CrossFitters are prone to injury, blah, 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 at the gym. But he went and injured himself wrestling.
Wrestling. Doing some crazy cool high flying stuff.
That's why you
y'all.
Need to come back, Dax.
I know. I actually am going to work out today.
What?
Don't. Wait.
No.
Don't,
stop it.
I did laugh.
Don't you laugh.
That was,
at
that. That was a real laugh. That was a real one. He saw the giggle bubble up from inside.
Yo,
of
no, man. You're not. You say that. At least I go, hey, baseball's done in June, so.
You know what, guys?
I'm just, set a reminder in your phone.
I'm sick of you guys fat shaming me all the time.
Oh, my gosh! No one but yourself is doing that.
Really? Really?
You can do it, buddy.
Starmy, just go ahead and text in all the times.
585-LIVE.
That these two have fat shamed me, because I know you guys remember.
I would never say that.
Fat shaming. Good grief.
Oh, wow.
Who are you calling?
We got a text on the live line. Someone says Steve-O should have a segment each week just talking about number two.
Who are you calling?
Somebody.
Well, I get that.
Our boss would love that. Are you calling Leslie? Are you because she's your calendar?
Maybe. No, she's not my calendar.
Yes, yeah, she is. You is don't do anything.
Is it on the calendar?
She picks everything.
Come on, Leslie, pick up.
She does I knew it.
Pick up.
I knew it. It wasn't on her calendar.
Purple rain. Purple rain
has been forwarded to an automated voice.
Oh, man, that's too bad.
Now let's
really
get back to the fat
that.
Shaming.
I'll tell you about my night last night.
Okay.
And why I need to work out today.
Okay.
My heart hurts.
Oh, no.
I'm all right.
Are
Hello?
You?
Hello?
Hey, good morning. Hey, do you guys remember when, I'm sure Steve will remember this, it kind of been back in like 96, 97 when yes. Triple H
Steve will remember.
Jacked up his leg?
Yes.
Yes,
and then he was gone for like
pay-per-view ever.
Dude, it was nasty. They had to like carry him out, and it was awful. And it was like
he's
my favorite wrestler.
That
was just nasty. And then it was like he's never coming back. And then they like 8 months later, they did a video with Creed.
Oh,
and it was like, really? What is this?
Creed?
Actually, I think it was U2.
U2
and Triple H came back, and I lost my mind.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when they made like what was it? Not NWO. Xbox. No, it was him. Shawn Michaels.
Degeneration X.
Degeneration X. That's
Dude.
What it was.
Mm,
yes.
So good.
I used to have a degenerate T-shirt.
Yes. Nicely
good
done, my
days.
Friend. Nicely done.
Bless you now. Have a good one.
Good old trips.
Thanks, man.
Hey, on the live line, somebody chimed in and said, Dex, don't be sad. You're supposed to be jolly.
Well.
Right. You know, jolly.
My wife walked over to me and put her two fingers up on my neck right here.
Uh-oh.
Then she was looking at her watch, and I was like, what are you doing? She said, shh, be quiet. So I sat there as she checked my
pulse,
my heartbeats.
And?
Apparently.
He didn't have a beat.
I'm about ready to have a heart attack.
No,
come
stop
on, man.
She said that it's awful where, I can't remember exactly, something like 175 Ooh. Is where my resting heartbeat was.
Yeah.
Which is not
is
very good.
I don't know anything about.
Yeah, I'm like,
your resting
what is
heartbeat,
that?
It should be. Below 100, and mine was like 175.
Dang,
dude!
Like, you're going to have a heart attack any second now. Your heart is working way overtime.
You know what's probably really beneficial for your heart? Red Bull at 5 a.m.
Hey-o!
Just saying.
What
Just
a
go
joke.
Ahead.
Answer
yeah, go
phone.
Ahead.
Answer
Mock me. Just drink more of that Red Bull right now.
If you have a heart attack, I swear I'm going to punch you so hard.
I'm going to be really mad.
My heart. Hello?
What up, dude?
Yeah! Oh, Shane.
Hi, Shane.
Hey, man, I had like a super rough Sunday morning, one of the roughest I've had in I don't know how long, and I got to church, dude, and there was Steve-O standing there with this like $1 million hug for me, dude, and buddy, I just want to tell you something, man, I love you to death, dude.
I love you too, to life.
You were an awesome friend, dude, and that hug, dude, totally lifted up and changed the shape of my day. Thanks,
thanks,
buddy.
Man. That's hey, good. Thanks, man. You give hugs like you want to get hugs. Am I right? That's what I do.
That's awesome.
I hope he uses this as a turning point in his life.
I hope so, too.
I hope you use it as a turning point in your life, Dexter.
Well, dude. Today I told my wife I'm going to work out today, and she did the same thing that you just did, Tao. She went...
Hey, listen, somebody on the live lines...
I'm not laughing.
...says they bug you all the time, and you're not even fat. Buddy.
Thank you.
I've never called you fat. That's a harsh word.
Well,
Update.
Uh-oh.
Our buddy Blake, Coach Blake, fitness trainer extraordinaire.
Uh-huh.
My favorite Captain America. Blake had a heart condition. Oh. I don't know if you guys have ever... He has a fascinating story.
Does he have fat pictures?
No. Oh. Nothing like that. He's got an incredible story. And if you ever get time to spend with Blake, ask him his story. Straight up. So anyway, he says, when I had the heart thing, his heart disease, his resting heart rate was 195. Oh. And he says, you need help.
Yeah, mine was at like 170-something.
You have just confessed.
This is not good.
You need to come. Now you have to come. We're going to change your diet.
Yeah.
You're going to start exercising with me.
I got baseball.
He's got baseball. Yeah, I'll throw it away.
Thank you.
That was the garbage sound. I'm not really
throwing it away.
I can't throw it away.
Can I have it back? I was just joking.
Do you guys remember when Sid Vicious jumped off the top turnbuckle and broke his leg?
No.
I didn't watch WCW.
Dude, you know what I read? The funny thing about this, about wrestling or whatever? This article was talking about how WWE is starting to employ WCW like motifs and tropes that they used to use in their wrestling programs to keep people addicted to it. Because one of the big things in WCW that they used to do all the time is something crazy would happen, and mid-event they would say, "We're out of time! We gotta go!" And it would just go off, and you didn't know what happened. You would just, like, the next week... It would be like, this happened, we're going to show you the recap from last week. And so you would be like, what happened? You'd be going nuts all week. And so now what they do, WWE will do that. It said they've been doing that lately. Mm-hmm. Like something insane happened last week and they just cut during the mid thing. And then right after that, they uploaded a YouTube video. And they said it. They were like, if you want to see the rest of the show, you've got to go to YouTube, blah, 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 WWE channel. And so now they're driving people just like that.
Pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Phil was on the other day.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, he was. Yeah.
Good morning.
I love that.
Just pick up a frisbee golf deck.
Yeah.
Not too much. Temper. You just walk, throw, bend down, walk, throw, repeat.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Frisbee golf is pretty fun.
What course? What course do you recommend?
Roosevelt Park.
Roosevelt.
Boom!
Sure.
Where's that?
Yes!
That's the nastiest course.
That's a good one, man.
Jamie played that one. Is that west side or east side? East side.
Okay, good.
I don't know. That's central.
It's right beside Roosevelt Park.
South, yeah.
I wouldn't really call it east side. We're centrally located.
It's in the east side of the town.
All right.
That's debatable.
I'm pretty sure it's east of the river, Frank.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you looking out for me. Okay, bye.
Okay.
Hello?
Is that the one Jamie and I played that time?
I think so.
I think it was.
The one time you guys, like when Waverly was here a long time ago, and you wanted to go there? Frisbee golf place, that was where I sent
you. Maybe that's where.
That's cool.
Yeah. You just walk.
Somebody says, you got this, Dex. Yeah. We got some. Hey, Monday mindset.
There you go.
Dex is not going to have a heart attack because we're going to work to prevent it right now.
Oh.
I was thinking about maybe right after the show, I could maybe shoot some hoops or something.
You could. You could go play volleyball by yourself. That would be fun to watch.
Maybe I could, you know, grab some people that work here.
You should play by yourself.
Okay.
I would love to see you volley the ball on one side, run under the net, and then try to volley it back and forth. You get a great workout.
I don't think I could do that right now.
You could do it. You can get a good tan, too.
By the way, Leslie said it was at 220, my resting heart rate.
No.
What?
I should be dead. Right
if you
now.
Have a doctor, call us, because our friends basically did.
She obviously double counted. She's like, how do you do that? She doesn't even know how to keep a pulse. She's just like counting. She starts like singing 21 Pilots.
Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Read that wrong. 120.
Oh, you idiot.
So I'm not going to die.
Well, you're going to die.
Oh, okay.
But you should come to the gym with us anyway.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
Good news, everyone!
The good news is, start reading.
There's a high school senior in Champaign, Illinois.
Champagne!
His name is Nathaniel Heights, who was born 3 months premature. He only weighed about 2 pounds. Then in the first grade, he got hit in the head with a rock and needed a CAT scan. Doctors found out he was missing about 25% of his brain.
Oh my gosh.
They also found out he was autistic.
Oh.
But he was actually ahead of other kids at school at that point. He started reading when he was 2, and he could do second grade math in kindergarten.
Whoa.
Turns out, it was because the brain is wired differently.
Oh.
See, he was really good at memorizing things he heard, but he couldn't remember things he read. So he started falling behind in the 3rd grade. But his mom started working with him before and after school, and eventually started catching up again. And this past Friday, he graduated high school as the valedictorian.
Yeah.
What's up, everybody?
No way.
Dang it.
He said he thinks it's funny that he has the best grades in his class because he has the least amount of brain cells, literally.
Ah.
And he's heading to the University of Illinois later this year to study computer science. That's amazing, right?
It is. That's pretty cool.
He's missing 25% of his brain. There he is right there. There he is.
Legit.
Good news.
Steve-O's got a doubting look on his face.
No, it just always bums me out.
Why?
Why does that bum you out?
Because I never graduated high school.
That's your fault.
You can always go back, man.
You can go back. You could get...
Oh, dude,
wait, you've got your GED.
Like Billy Madison, and then like, yeah, and then I went to college.
You got your get enough.
But, you know, I just never walked that graduation.
People are reaching out to you via my text messages.
Really?
Blake says, tell Dex I love him more than he loves cake.
Oh.
Christy says, tell Dex I'll be there coaching at 4 and I want to see him there.
Oh, Christy,
nobody's saying anything about Steve-O. Everybody's like, yeah, whatever.
They gave up on me.
The community's pulling together for me.
Don says 120 is still a terrible resting heart rate.
Yeah.
220 is not possible.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's you'd be dead.
Unless you're the Flash, freaking Flash or something. Running around.
What if that's how she found out he was a superhero?
Wait, cool. Who found out who was a superhero?
What if that's how Leslie found out? Like Dex had been hiding the secret life.
What if
even
I really
for
am
superhero,
a superhero
stories, we're superhero. Reaching now. We are way out there.
You're right, guys. I'm not a superhero.
Kind of unbelievable. It is.
Thank you.
Flash
Appreciate
eats
it.
A lot because his metabolism is so high because he runs so much.
He actually doesn't eat a lot. There's actually a serum that they inject into him
what
that
is
actually
a serum?
Helps with...
a syrup is what he meant.
A serum?
He's just always got syrup on
the
brain.
Yeah, somebody hand me that serum
over
there.
You want to get some of that serum?
I'm going to get some of that serum
I
on
said
the poison
serum.
Berry's
I said
my favorite.
Serum, not serum.
My favorite serum is great.
That's remember back in the day at like Village Inn or like IHOP where you would go sit down as a kid and you were like... You overwhelmed with options because there was
the
like
blueberry.
The apricot and blueberry. Yeah. Like the boysenberry. You had every syrup on the planet. Yeah. What happened to those places?
I'll tell you what happened.
What? Diabetes.
They're still there. We just don't go.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Because we all have kids now.
You can still
now,
get the tray of syrup?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Do you not go out very often?
At the house you can.
No, because I eat healthy.
And what I've done by saying at the house is I've given you many options because they're
gosh.
All they all have house in the name.
Why? That was like a dream of mine when I was a child to one day own a house where the waiter would just come out and hand me a tray
this person
of syrup.
Says, never mind, Dex, I hate you.
What? Oh, what?
Wow. Yeah. You know, in
that's
our
nice.
Growing up in our fan, the West Wing, we had an IHOP.
Okay. No, you
and
didn't.
So we would just bop over there every once in a while and see how people were doing.
Guys, I'm going to find a tray of different syrups and just live on it every day.
Uh-huh. All right, we have to go to break.
Syrup!
Syrup. Monday
some
mindset.
Of that syrup, man.
Hey, where that syrup at?
I like the boysenberry.
Give
man.
Me that syrup. I gotta fix this patient.
It's the simple things in life, like syrup, that we should enjoy more of every day.
Monday mindset.
Hang out with us.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today? The Billboard Music Awards.
The Angry Birds movie, number one at the box office.
Lady Gaga's childhood piano did not hit a high note at an auction in New York. The upright failed to meet its reserve price.
Rainy and muddy Preakness. Exaggerator won the 141st running of the race, leaving Kentucky Derby winner Nyquist in third place.
The head of the Taliban in Afghanistan has been killed in a U.S. drone strike.
Secretary of State John Kerry is in Myanmar.
Actor and comedian Alan Young, best known for his portrayal of Wilbur in the 1960s sitcom Mr. Ed, has died.
Bernie Sanders sounding off on CNN about the superdelegates, which have put Hillary Clinton way ahead in the delegate count.
Clearly, the current situation is undemocratic.
Egypt has deployed a submarine to the Mediterranean Sea to search for the voice and data recorders from the Egypt Air flight that went down Thursday.
President Obama left Washington for a week-long visit to Asia. His first stop is Vietnam.
Good morning. 836.
High today of 86 degrees.
Okay, it looks like the accident that was on 40 eastbound at Rio Grande has been cleared, but it's still a little slow going on 40 east. Back to about Unser, down about 40 miles an hour. That's your look at traffic.
Get that heart rate going. Come on. Come on, guys.
No! Woo! In fact, a nurse chimed in on the live line and said, you should not be doing any kind of
intense exercise.
Stop it! Until you get checked out, unless you want to be transported from the gym to the ER via ambulance.
Uh-oh.
Gosh, dude.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
So she's telling me that I shouldn't?
She's saying don't go work out.
Doesn't...
Really?
No, but... intense exercise.
Don't take that as... No, you shut your mouth.
She's an RN. Oh, we can trust her.
No, but what he's going to do now
RN
is go,
means really
I don't
nice.
Have to work out. No, she said go get checked out first, but you should definitely be doing something to stay healthy.
Okay.
Gosh.
Let me check my heart rate real quick.
Okay.
See what's going on here. Okay.
This is a computer sound.
That is totally not. That is a here. YouTube video.
There we go. Hold on.
That's not. You're not even plugged into anything.
Yeah, man. How are you doing that?
That is not
got my
your
IV
heart
hooked
rate.
Up.
That is.
There we go. Sounds good to me, guys.
I'm going to lose it.
Good morning.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
What's up, man?
Hey, old job wife.
Oh, man.
What's going on, Jay? What's up,
Steve? Hey, buddy. What? Maybe he'll listen to you because he's not listening to us this morning. So
I'm right here. Hey, buddy.
What's going on, King of Mountain Dew?
Huh?
He's right.
I don't drink Mountain Dew anymore.
He's moved on to Red Bull exclusively 7 times a day.
Okay, 1 time a day.
What's going on with you? A little worried. Your wife called me this morning and asked me to be the godfather of your kid.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Come on.
I'm just saying.
I don't know about that.
Apparently, his heart rate is totally hosed.
I'm fine. I'm hooked up to an IV right now. They're checking my...
this is not...
Checking my heart rate.
This is obnoxious.
What's happening with you? Are you falling apart?
Well, my wife thinks I'm going to die. I'm seconds away from a heart attack.
That would explain the phone call I got.
Okay. Is this an intervention?
It's an intervention.
Yeah.
You've always been the chubby one.
Tell him. That's a lie. We know that's not true.
Lay it down.
We know that is not true at all.
Well, there's nothing wrong. I love you the same, but still.
My gosh. Okay. Why is my heart doing that?
I feel like this is timpani.
I don't see. Here's the deal. Here's why you should be okay saying at one point.
Did you just
you were the biggest, because that's what Dex says all the time. Oh, no.
Well, that's because I'm like 6 inches taller than
you. Yeah,
I know.
Six inches taller, huh? Sir, you look fantastic. You have bearded out. You're looking trim and wonderful.
He actually looks the same.
Oh, it's weird because he looks
slimming down.
Yeah, you're slimming down. You know, I'm just saying.
Yep.
So I think Dexter is just reliving glory days, man. He's just trying to compensate, but he doesn't need to.
What, Dex? What are you doing to take care of yourself?
Nothing really.
Yeah.
How's that working out for you?
Not very well.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I think if you just ask yourself that question every morning, how's this working out for me?
Mm-hmm.
Got your answer.
Well, yeah.
I think we need to take him to the hotel.
Wait, what?
The fitness hotel. The hotel.
The heart beaters hotel.
No, it's, yeah. It's the fitness room in the cheaters hotel.
There you go.
You know, I started going to this place down off Comanche. I won't say the name of it since you guys are a non-commercial station. But
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, it's you got to do something to take care of yourself.
I like it.
I'm trying.
I like it.
Put down the Xbox controller. Stop playing Destiny.
I'm not playing.
He actually off-air just admitted to me that he deleted Destiny from his Xbox, and it was one of the hardest things he's ever
and
done.
And I haven't really played Xbox in probably 3 weeks.
I can vouch for that because he's my Xbox wife.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah.
I am binge-watching, though.
He is binge-watching television instead.
I told Steve-O off the air, and this is for real, I told him that I've been praying for God to take away this stupid TV addiction that I have.
Yeah, because that's all he does.
So, you know, when I'm at home doing nothing and I'm bored, it's like it's so easy to turn on a show and just start watching.
That's why we need to get back into Xbox, man. Like, have a different addiction.
Yeah. Y'all ever heard of that Xbox?
Have you ever heard about going for a walk around the block?
Oh, that sounds so exhausting.
Yeah, but it's starting to get hot outside. And
come on, man.
Sweating.
It's lazy.
You know what? You know, guys, when he keels over, I'll come in and fill it.
Yes! Okay, good. Thank you. That makes me feel way better.
Well,
I love it.
At least it's you. Good. You know, at least it's you.
Yeah.
You're going to have to start working on your hosting duties, though, because I really enjoy not being the host. So
that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fine. I might be a little rusty, but it'll be okay.
Okay. Not bad.
Yeah.
All right. I've got to go build legacies. I'll see you guys later.
Have fun, man. Have fun.
See you later. Do some.
Okay.
Yeah. No,
he was trying to help
him.
You. You were such a jerk.
You are, man.
Listen, man. We got many people chiming in on the live line. A nurse says that if a patient had a resting heart rate of 120, they'd be getting an EKG.
Yeah, that's what Leslie
you
told
you need to go to the doctor.
She said it was a resting heart rate of 120.
Somebody else says, I had the same problem, went to the doctor. I have the triple threat, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and type 2 diabetes. Go to the doctor, dude. Get checked. Seriously.
My dad had a heart attack about 8 years ago.
Now, here's the thing. Being that it runs in your family like that, we really should check this because you keep giving us different numbers and we don't know how to check your heart rate. So, being that we are on the education band, 88.3 FM, we're like PBS, yo.
Yep.
Just way less boring. Maybe we can just help you, right? Just right now, I got some resources. It's called Tao and Googling.
Tao Google.
Resting heart rate.
How do you check it? I don't even know how to check this,
okay,
actually.
Okay, friends, what I have done is I have Googled it. That's right.
That's exactly. There you go.
I'm also at heart.org. Which is the American Heart Association's website.
Yeah.
Okay? So I think we can trust it. If anybody knows about the hearts, it's the American Heart Association.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So first things first, before you learn how to calculate and monitor your target training heart rate, you have to know your resting heart rate. So that's what we're going to look for today.
Do we have to sit down?
Quiet. Your resting heart rate is the number of times your heart beats per minute while it's at rest. You can check it in the morning, after you've had a good night's sleep, and before you get out of bed. Okay?
Oh, but we've been up.
For children 10 years and older and adults, including seniors, 60 to 100 beats per minute is the average resting. And for well-trained athletes, it's 40 to 60 beats per minute.
Okay.
Okay?
How do you check it?
So, this is how we're going to return this is how we're going to find our resting heart rate. I have clicked a link. It's also called your pulse. You're going to get your wrist. Get your two forefingers here.
I can't find mine on my wrist.
Be quiet.
Wait, what?
So, your pointer finger and your middle finger.
Okay.
The offensive one. Put them together like you're going to do a scout salute.
Yeah, Squeep. Yeah.
Now, find your pulse and your wrist.
What if you can't find it?
I was just about to say, I can't find
it. I found mine.
Oh, really?
Yes, Daniel showed me where mine was. So, you're going to have to, like, find...
Like on the vein, I'm
assuming?
Yeah,
mine's on the top of my wrist, sort of. What are you doing over there, wrist?
I got nothing.
Nothing there.
Uh-oh.
Got nothing.
You stopped that one just in time. Dude. Okay, look. Guys, find mine's like up here. You see where I'm looking right here?
Mm-hmm.
If you're on the webcam, you can view.
I can't find mine.
Well, maybe you're a vampire. Are you a vampire?
Can't you check it at other places?
There's not. I can't feel it.
I've got nothing.
Let me see. There's just so much.
This is great.
So much skin.
So you're supposed to like hear numbers?
Wait.
Got it?
Hang on. Hang on.
Heart.org, by the way, yeah. If you would like to do this for yourself.
Awesome radio, Steve.
That's Heart. Hey, you know what? You're the one that's like,
Yeah, Dex doesn't have a pulse.
I don't have a pulse.
I think you need a doctor.
What the heck?
So anyway.
I'm going to die.
If you're out there, maybe you're stuck in traffic.
I found it in my neck.
No, get away from your neck. This says, actually, the best place to find your pulse, wrist, inside of your elbow, side of your neck, top of your foot. Okay?
Found it in my throat.
So use your two fingers, put it up there on your throat.
Did you just die?
Hello? Am I here? Hello?
To get the most accurate reading, you're going
to
put your fingers there.
How long do you have to
there,
count? Oh, what? Birgit's trying to help us.
Hey, she's got a machine.
Oh,
get in
she's
here.
Got a machine?
What is that?
Birgit. Oh, Birgit. It's a pulse reader.
Are you serious?
Pull her up on mic 4.
Oh, gosh. Birga, you are the office mom.
Yep.
Welcome to the show.
Where did you get that thing at?
We're actually...
John in the back.
Trying to do an informative break here on people, like, making sure they're healthy. What do you do with that? I'll go first.
Stick it on your finger.
Are you serious? That's it?
That's it.
Oh, this is way easier than counting.
Now, let's see what it says.
Okay.
So, what's the concern? I missed the beginning of the conversation.
Dex's heart rate... what's 97 over 84? 97 over 71. 72?
Mm-hmm.
That's
97 over 79.
Okay. Is that good?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
We need a doctor.
Oh, wait. No. That's my oxygen meter. 97%. Yeah. The PR is my pulse. It's at 80 right now.
So 80's pretty good.
80's
right?
good.
And you're standing.
And I'm standing. So I got 97% oxygen, and my heart...
Oh, I know what the problem is. Didn't you have an energy drink this morning?
Well, oh, please check it right now.
Check it right now. Yeah.
And
no,
full sugar.
No, Birga. His wife checked his pulse, and it was at like 185 resting or something like that.
Well, it was at
like
120.
It was right after he pooped. He was completely relaxed.
Oh, my God.
Do I have to hit a button or anything?
Yes, you have this to hit... One? Yes.
I hope that people are understanding how important this is to check. Because we are on the education man. So though this is terrible radio.
Yes, it's not terrible
people,
education.
No, it's not. Guys, we are learning things. People out there
learning.
Are also learning.
Oh my gosh, Dex!
What does it say? Let me see.
106,
and
man!
It's climbing.
108.
Well, you're stressing him out. Stop yelling.
110.
Can I, let's see if I can get it. Let's see if I can get it.
It keeps climbing! It keeps climbing!
I'm trying to. I'm trying
oh
to.
Oh my gosh! 111, and it was still climbing.
No, it was not.
I'm gonna die.
You're not gonna die.
Don't scare me like that. I'll have a heart attack.
You're not. You didn't jump. I like grabbed your.
Well,
because
you're
ribs.
Right there.
Yeah.
When did your wife check? Like, had you had another energy drink
no,
when
was,
she checked
it? It was last night when I was watching TV.
So you had...
like, totally relaxed the end
totally
of the day
relaxed.
Laying down?
120.
Yeah, I have a feeling Leslie just sucks at counting.
Oh, well. Because
that's a
Steve
high...
Steve Jeter said that. Not me.
Mine is at 66.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Wow. Captain America over here.
Resting heart rate. All right, let me see.
I'm going to die.
Wait, I want to beat
and
him.
And I've had like three cups of coffee.
Yeah, I've had quite a bit of coffee, too.
So I wonder if I didn't have any coffee, what mine would be. I'd probably be like low 20s.
You are healthy.
338-3700.
I'll have a heart attack.
What's
got to turn the radio off.
Hello.
Brando, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Boys.
Hey.
Did I hear Dex have a resting heart rate of 120?
That's exactly
well,
what
hey,
you heard.
To be fair, it was only 111.
Myers?
Yes.
It's only at 111.
Love you, man.
Oh my God!
This is my last day on Earth. I want you to know I love you.
Dex, I love you too. Please go to the doctor.
Gosh, my chest. I'm all right. I'm okay.
Apparently, we're supposed to sit down for 5 minutes and wait before we check our heart rate.
Okay.
That was from a nurse.
Yeah, right.
You can. I mean, it's normal stuff. You can check it. You know what I mean? Like we check it like after a traumatic injury or exercise or whatever. That's not going to be your normal resting heart rate. But, like, doing normal stuff is going to be pretty normal. You know
and
what I mean?
What's normal, though? What's normal? Because mine was at 80, and Tails was at, like, 60. Birga, what's yours at?
I'm at 71.
Yeah, those are both normal.
Okay, 71?
Wow.
I want to try.
I was at 112 and climbing.
That's not fair.
I'm going with the middle finger to see if it's better.
Is 112 okay? Is 112 all right?
112, how's
that? That's a little high.
Maybe you got high blood pressure.
Mine's 80. Dang it.
I think I do have high blood pressure.
Pleasure?
My oxygen's only at 94% in my middle finger. Is that weird? Because it was at 97% in my pointer finger.
If you could maybe one of these days just cruise down and check me, you know, that'd be great, Dave.
Matt Gentry said there was another place that we could find our heartbeat at. And it's offensive, Matt Gentry. Okay. I'm not doing that.
Armpit, right?
No, it was in the nethers.
That's my time to check
ankle.
Out. See ya.
Ankle.
Right.
Thanks, Bierga.
Ankle, weirdo. Talking about the ankle.
He didn't say the ankle. I can't even say what he said.
I'm like yelling, and this thing isn't working anymore.
You know what? I think I want you to be the godfather to my children, not Buck. So if you could take on that duty, Myers, that'd be great.
You got it, buddy.
Okay.
Hey, somebody wrote in and said he might die.
Yeah.
No, you're not going to die, although that would be great radio.
I promise you guys,
I hope it happens
die.
On the air.
Oh, it would be so cool.
What, are you kidding me?
Yeah,
that would be terrible.
Teo, then we would go viral, and you and I would be so successful.
I'm
You'd
done
be on
with
Good Morning America.
No, we
hey, just go to the doctor, Dex.
Okay. Yeah, apparently you need to go to the doctor. Mine's now. Mine's at 75, 98%.
Let me see that machine oxygen. Again. I want to see
I
it
love
again.
It. 75.
Later, That's Myers.
Good. All right.
Bye-bye. See you guys.
Later. The lesson learned here, everyone, is make sure you, one, know how to do it, and two, check it out. Because
it
you never know.
Yeah.
Like we've gotten a couple people chiming in saying, dude, mine was crazy high, and I went to the doctor. Turns out, mini stroke.
No way.
Yeah. So we got some crazy stuff, man. If you are not, I will be very honest. I'm the guy that I can't remember the last time I went to the doctor for like a normal checkup. My wife constantly bugs, going, "You need to take care of yourself.
60.
You need to go check.
61.
You need to go check it out. You never know. People go check. Health is important.
It's fun to watch it change. Like as you get excited, watch this. I'm gonna start thinking about Spider-Man.
As the great theologians Paul and John Mayer said, your body is a wonderland.
And I'm up to 68.
For God.
Spider-Man Homecoming.
You got to take care of your temple.
Oh, it's dropping. I must not
And
be
rock
managed.
Some sweet beats
it's
in there.
Real life.
It is, John Mayer. And so you also need to go to the doctor, okay? Take care of your wonderland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, Everything boom, you said boom. Was terrifying.
No, that's right.
Just want everybody to know if I die of a heart attack this morning that... It's been real.
Many of people say you should actually consult a doctor before going back to the gym.
Yeah.
Don't take that as a lazy, now I just get to play video games. You actually should probably talk to a
Why
doctor.
Why don't we just take you to the doctor, bud? We'll get it on the air.
Oh, someone said, Dex, don't die. You're so perfect. In all caps and exclamation points. I think you have a stalker.
Who wrote that?
I don't know.
That. Oh, it was
Matt We could
Gentry.
Call him. Yeah. We could call him because it's a...
Oh, I'm down to 59.
They're just trying to encourage me. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
There's
guys...
no other person in the world like you, all caps.
Oh, that's true.
Is that Rampaldi?
I don't know. A normal resting heart rate from adults ranges from 60 to 100 beats a minute. Generally, a lower heart rate at rest implies more efficient heart function and better cardiovascular fitness. For example, a well-trained athlete, you already said this, right? Closer to 40 beats a minute. So, you're doing really well, Teo. Good job, you.
It dropped into the 50s.
Mine was in the 70s.
Oh, good
for you guys. I feel okay. I was right there in the middle. You got this, buddy.
What are you power walking it?
Here, we all checked it like six times. Here, you check your other pointer finger. No, come on.
That's
your
death machine.
We want to make sure. We want that little machine to just remind us once again how you really need to go to the doctor.
Just go to the doctor, thanks.
585 Live, you can text the show or you can call in 338-3700.
I want to call this person that is saying these weird things about Dex. I want to figure out.
116, 118.
No, you are not.
You're nervous. You're deaf right now.
Oh, it's dropping down.
It's dropping. 102.
Take a deep breath.
91! 89! Oh, see, you don't need to go to the doctor!
101, 106, 109.
Take a deep breath.
Dude, gosh. It freaks out when you start freaking out and screaming.
It's because it's sensing his
112, 116.
Oh, my God. It really did get up to 118 there.
Take a
see,
deep breath.
See, and then
breath.
You calm down. Shh. You're, like, trying. Are you being
whisper,
fidgety? You
whisper,
weirdo?
Whisper.
Okay, sorry. I actually noticed that it climbs when I talk.
Yeah, when you talk, it makes everybody stress out. Hey,
you're
going
to give me a heart attack,
breathe
Steve-o.
Deeply.
Now I'm at 118.
118.
What if the doctor's
120.
Say-
okay, 120.
Sorry.
It's at 120.
I'll calm down.
Guys, this is very unhealthy.
Yeah.
116, 114.
What if
take a really
the
deep
doctor
breath.
Seriously tells you you need, like, Steve-o rest, you know? Like, some will give you bed rest, or, like, what if it's, like, you need a rest from your co-worker because he's causing the condition? It rose every time I started talking.
Yep. It's going back up.
Oh, gosh.
Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. Mad love from Denver.
Yes!
Hey, Paso.
Willie, what is up?
My boy's about to have a heart attack. What do I do?
No, here's the thing, and I'm going to play a really mean card, and I'm sorry to do it, but it's for your own good, Dex. I remember about 2 years ago before I moved up here, you were on another station that won't be named, but you were leading what I remember being the Breaking Fat Club. That's right.
We've had a couple Breaking Fat people chime in. Omar said, dude, kickstart Breaking Fat again. I will totally be a part of it.
Okay.
Bro, right. you literally, like, opened your world up to people, and you were, like,
yeah,
calling
them. We just
them
really power-walked.
Like,
we didn't really do anything really that active. I mean, we did go
no,
to the
no,
gym.
No. Don't you cop out of this, bro. You, like, had people call you. You hosted people to your house.
Yeah, that's
like,
right. Well.
You were pushing people to do the things that they were scared of. And right now, you got a lot of people who love you.
Community's
you need to go to
together,
the doctor, homie.
Yep, there it is.
All right.
It's because we love you. And I know it's scary. I had to go to the doctor. I got high blood pressure. It's horrifying. Doctors are scary. They got cold hands.
Well, if you do something, then you do something. I'll do it if you do it. How about that?
I did do it, and I'll do it. I'll do it. Whatever it is you want me to do, I'll do it. But I've done it. But hey, yeah, you do this, and Steve-O will go do something. All y'all, this should be a serious reality.
We're going to give an update. We're gonna broadcast
you,
live from the emergency room.
Thanks for the encouragement, buddy.
You let me know what you want me to do, and I'll do it.
All right.
Love you, Dex.
Love
man.
You,
let's
too.
Let's do this.
Thanks, man.
I'm going to keep eating these Pez. That's what I'm going to do. Just keep on rocking in the free world.
We're going to take a break. Hang out with us.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
I love my wife. She texted me and said, your pulse was probably high when I checked it last night because my hands were all over your neck.
Aww.
Yeah, that's right.
That is so sweet.
I don't want that window into your life.
Love you, Leslie. Love you.
That must be it.
Yeah. All right.
Your pulse rose because your wife had her hands around your throat. And it was terrifying, right? That's what you meant by that.
904, good morning.
High today of 86 degrees.
Why was she trying to kill you? There's an accident, Indian School Road Northwest at Rio Grande. Also, an accident at 2nd Street south of I-40 at Central Avenue Northwest. That's your look at traffic.
Oh, it is the Monday mindset this morning.
Now watch when my mouth actually moves. That's not me making that noise. It's the mask. Yeah. Here, listen.
Candace Payne broke the internet, broke Facebook over the weekend over this hilarious video. And if you didn't think it's funny, Daniel, then you're the one who needs to get checked out.
Yeah, what's wrong with your face, Daniel?
Man, it was this video just blowing up. And she's been getting hooked up by Kohl's, and then she was on Good Morning America this morning. And I loved what she titled the video, The Simple Things. It's about the simple things.
It is about the simple things.
So Teo brought up a good Monday mindset for us. We need to reflect and really enjoy the simple things in life.
But we got to be careful sometimes because a great theologian once said, it's the little things that kill. Gavin Rossdale.
Like those little mini donuts over there.
Right. Would you please? That's actually what he was talking about.
Lay
those little
the mini
chocolate donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But whole new meaning of that Bush song right there.
Guys, and a big shout out to the Star Army. A lot of people worried about me, praying for me. I appreciate it. You know, I need it. I really do. I have a terrible TV addiction, and I want it removed.
Somebody chimed in and said praying for a removal of an addiction isn't actually really going to do anything. They said praying to God that he will take away your addiction from TV doesn't mean that you can get out of your responsibilities to take
mean?
Care of yourself and make a decision to stop that behavior.
Yeah, Colin, they're saying you can't
Thanks,
just
RG.
Sit on your laurels anymore.
Well, no, duh.
Well,
you need to get up and do this.
Well, no kidding.
Barry.
And you know what? If I've already got my responsibilities done.
That was our girl, RG. Stop yelling. Gosh.
Well, I don't think she understands the whole situation. She's kind of butting in when she doesn't really.
No, our boy Mark, he has emailed Operation Fit Dex. Dex, you got this. I think you need to have a workout playlist. Some Eye of the Tiger.
Yes.
Already been down that road.
What?
He already tried to get fit and it didn't work out.
If you've already been down that road, you need to run down it again. We're trying to get you healthy.
That's true. But I appreciate all the encouragement. I really do.
Oh, man.
And who knows? Maybe I'll start breaking fat back up. Maybe I'll
That'd be good.
Maybe I'll post on it today, guys. Who knows?
All right.
We'll see what happens. 585 Live is our live line. You can text the show and you can call us 338-3700 on this Monday Mindset. Go ahead and share those with us. We love hearing about them. Tail?
Yeah.
Why don't we just do a little bit of your headlines right now?
Since I like
it. We've been focused so much on our heart rates, we've missed a lot of stuff on the show this morning.
So what?
Hmm?
Chicken butt.
Nope.
Oh, my heart. It feels tight.
Stop it. I'm going to punch you in your face.
Yes.
Alfonso Ribeiro became famous for the Carlton dance on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Mm-hmm.
You might know him as Carlton.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, he danced with a 5-year-old girl who's suffering from arthrogryposis, a condition that makes your joints and muscles stiff. Her name is Brayden, and she challenged Alfonso to a dance-off when he visited the children's hospital that she is in, and there's video of it online. She's raising money for a special $22,000 chair that would help her get around.
Huh.
Last this thing checked, her crowdfund page had over $5,000, so that's good.
That's pretty cool.
Well on the way. That was cool of him. You were saying earlier how you like it when celebrities get involved with stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you care about this incident?
Yes.
Okay. A high school in Ontario, California, misspelled a little word on 550 senior graduate diploma cases last week.
Congratulations.
No.
Oh.
It's probably a good endorsement for the quality of education there.
Yeah.
Kids immediately figured out something was up because the diplomas all came with nice red covers that misspelled the word school.
What?
Mm-hmm.
How'd they spell it?
S-H-C-O-O-L.
School. Fail.
School.
That's because it's so school.
Ontario High School. The superintendent apologized, blamed it on the printing company, and said all the kids would get new diploma covers.
I would keep the old one. I'd be like, man.
I don't want a new one. I want that one.
Keeps the cool in school.
In school.
And I would say it puts the S-H in school. But I would say it a different way, and it would be funnier. But I'm not sure I can say it on the radio. I might get in trouble. So I didn't. I didn't say it, Chip. Egypt has sent a submarine to hunt for the crashed jet's black boxes. And I think we have a clip of this.
There is a submarine being sent by Egypt. President Sisi saying it has the type of equipment to go down as deep as 2 miles.
It's important to know that there is no scenario that we can confirm yet.
There is also a French boat that is on its way there. It could still take a couple of days for it to get on location. But on board, specialized equipment that could help find those critical black boxes. Also a couple of divers who are trained to do this kind of work. And finally, cooperation continues with the U.S. government, which had been giving cooperation to look at the passenger manifest. Nobody who seemed to have any ties to terrorism, but also a plane, a surveillance plane taking off from Sicily, a U.S. naval plane that allows them to take a look from the sky to see if they can find any more of the bits of that downed jet.
Man,
What happened? I just blacked out.
They have a submarine and some divers that are going to be...
Is this for the Titanic documentary?
No.
Oh, gosh.
It's the Egyptian plane.
Is this 1994?
That just disappeared, that it... You know, they believe it's a terrorist attack.
News was so long.
You know, it's
not where I was.
Really important thing in our world right now.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. Hey.
My bad, y'all.
Making light of it?
No.
Just making light of this horrible atrocity.
Man.
A blight on the face of humanity.
Me?
Yeah, go ahead and make a joke. What do you want to joke about next? Did a hurricane hit somewhere and you want to joke about that?
Is it too soon for Abraham Lincoln?
I don't get that. Do you get that?
I mean, the Gettysburg Address, am I right? What were you thinking, Ducks?
I'm lost.
I got something in my tooth. Go ahead. Just okay. Move on.
A new earpiece will translate foreign languages for you in real time.
I want this.
Yeah, this is great news if you're going to a foreign country. You don't want to spend the whole time saying, English? Anyone speak English?
Oh my gosh, stop eating that apple on the
air. It's good for his heart.
For my heart,
oh
bro.
Gosh.
You know what? I hate smacking, hate mouth noises, but if it's
Sorry,
good for
Cal.
Your heart, I need you to do this.
No.
I can grin and bear it.
Ma'am, I'd be heading down to Mexico every weekend if
you,
I had one
I'm
of them.
So glad he's facing you. Just apple chunks. Just, ma'am, no, I'm, stop talking.
Hey,
I'd buy this and head to Mexico every weekend.
Guys, did you know I was just speaking Spanish?
It's
because
so
I wasn't. You're just not listening. There's a new product coming out called the Pilot System. It's a
nice.
Little earpiece that translates a foreign language for you in real time.
It's like a Star Trek device.
It's programmed with French, Spanish, and Italian, and you can download other languages too. I guess it costs like $300 at this website. I can't send you to, which actually seems pretty reasonable. That would be something I would be interested
Heck
in.
Heck yeah.
To be able to just talk
yeah.
to. Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you say? I know it.
Yeah, but here's the problem. How do you communicate back? Have you thought about that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How?
You just speak into it, and then it translates.
Wait, what? I thought it was an earpiece.
Yeah, but it has to be able to hear whoever's
right.
talking, right?
So then what? You hear something, and then you take it out, and then give it to them so that they can understand what you're saying back because you
yeah.
don't speak each other's language?
Let me see here.
Yeah. Or you could just read... No.
Portuguese. Yeah. No. Okay.
You want to put something in your ear with your funk, and then you want to take it out and give it to them. Oh, gosh.
See, I have a translator app.
Yeah, but I've tried that. It doesn't really work.
What is that?
So you can type
says
in...
Says Dex is my friend?
No, you can type in a phrase in English, and then you can hit the audible, and it says...
What?
I'd rather have that device.
What about your friend? What did you type in?
It says, what's up, friend?
Oh, what's up, friend?
I'm not the best at it, but the computer's pretty good.
Yeah.
an AIDS charity auction this weekend, a guy grabbed Uma Thurman and kissed her on the mouth.
Whoa.
She was not happy.
Well, yeah.
Her rep said, quote, it looks like she was happy to have it happen, but it was not consensual.
Lucky she didn't punch him.
Well, yeah, that's the Kill Bill girl.
You don't ever do that to
anybody.
You don't just run up and kiss somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, you just don't do that. I don't care if you look like Thor. You just don't do that. Phoebo.
Courtney Cox was signing autographs outside her hotel in London this weekend when a homeless man asked her to sign his sleeping bag. She did, writing, quote, hey, Scott, all the best to you. Love, Courtney Cox.
That's pretty cool.
She also told him, quote, take care of yourself. She might have meant that literally, or it may have been code for have someone sell this dirty sleeping bag on eBay for you.
What?
I don't know. Why are we clapping for that? I feel like she didn't help him at all.
Stop. What? Sorry.
It's getting old. I hope your heart fixes, but this is obnoxious. Fix it in a non-obnoxious way.
Oh, my God.
Stop throwing
you
stuff
just
at Steve-O.
Hit me in the eye.
Wow,
with a piece of apple.
That was
apple.
A perfect shot.
That
wow.
Was,
dude.
It was a right? perfect shot.
Oh. You just took apple to my eye in a whole new, like, light.
All I did was like that. It just hit you right in the eyeball.
Gosh.
Sorry, man.
Okay.
Wait, was this in your mouth or can I eat it?
I spit it.
Oh, gross. I was holding it.
Just kidding.
A 39-year-old guy in Vermont was arrested for arson last Tuesday after he tried to burn a bunch of his ex's stuff in his driveway and almost burned his neighbor's garage down.
Fail.
Keep that fire under control, friend. Former Megadeth drummer Nick Menza died on stage while performing with his new band OHM in L.A. on Saturday night. He was 51. He fell over during the third song, and that was it. Paramedics showed up and pronounced him dead.
What was his resting heart
rate? He was 51. It was zero at that point. There is no official cause of death, but word has he suffered a heart attack.
Gosh.
It was dangerously low, Dex. Dangerously low. Why are you making me make jokes about this poor guy that died? He had a heart attack.
I'm not making you do anything.
This is your journey.
You said heart attacks. That's what we've been talking about.
Making light of it.
Heart attacks and
do you have a doctor?
Starmiani to help Dex.
I just want to make sure.
Y'all need
somebody offering up?
No, assistance? No one. I was just asking because I wanted to make sure.
I see my doctor once a year.
I was going to say, my doctor's in Berlin, so it takes a little longer to get there. Like, it's been like 3 years.
It's been a long time.
Maybe more like six. I don't remember.
Has it really been six years?
You got to get a yearly checkup.
Yeah.
And you know what? Last time I was in, they were freaking out because my blood pressure was super high. But they were like, oh, it's probably just because, you know, you're at the doctor's office.
I feel like you're getting coddled a lot.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. I was just thinking that. Maybe there was seriously my blood pressure was really high and not just that I'm at the doctor's office.
Yeah. Like, they're going, well, but you're a radio personality, so you're probably fine. This is what happens with celebrities.
Oh.
You're fine, Michael Jackson. Just take more of that medicine. Just keep taking it at your leisure, as much as you want.
No.
Then what happened?
They die.
That's right. If you want to break a bad habit, this is a good way. So maybe we've got some bad habits we want to break. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a new product that can help us. Starmy, this can help you. The best way to break a bad habit is light torture.
What?
That's right. There's a new product for sale now called the Pavlok wristband that helps you break a bad habit with electric shocks.
Okay.
This is legit.
That's weird.
It connects to your phone and your GPS so you can program it to shock you when you do something like go into a fast food place or you don't hit 10,000 steps a day.
Eventually,
it'll train your brain to break the habit because you don't want to get shocked anymore.
I didn't feel like that's so weird.
You can also shock yourself if you do something like smoking that your phone can't track on its own and the developers say it'll still work.
How about watch TV?
It costs money, and I can't tell you where to go to buy it because it costs money.
Here's what we're going to do for you, Dex. We're going to turn that addiction into a learning tool. From now on, you can only watch TV in Espanol.
In Espanol!
That way,
yeah, but those are
it's
even...
not an addiction. It's learning a new language.
But those are more dramatic.
No,
fun to watch.
No, I mean, you just turn like normal TV, like whatever show you're watching, like Friends... and put it on Espanol.
Yeah. Hang on, I got this.
Ross eat Rachel.
That way it's not an addiction, it's an addiction. A 20-year-old guy tried to kill himself on Saturday by getting naked and jumping into the lion enclosure at a zoo in Chile. Unfortunately, two of the lions had to be shot, and it also did not work. He got mauled, he's in serious condition, and he survived. That is the dumbest way to try to kill yourself.
Do you see the pictures?
Yes, it's horrifying. Why did you put those on?
Oh, you might want to see the pictures.
Why would I want to see that?
Well, that's awful. They had to put the lions down?
You're a weirdo.
Why'd they have to put the lions down? I don't understand why they had to put the lions down.
I guess, I don't know. It's in Chile. You have to ask them.
Because once they taste human blood...
Ghost in the Darkness. Actually a movie.
It becomes
the 90s.
A vendetta. It's personal.
That's
Jaws
not
the Revenge.
Real life.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
A new billboard recently went up in Toronto telling people they should text and drive. It plainly says text and drive. The trick here is it looks like it's sponsored by a funeral home.
Exactly.
What?
So I was thinking about this morning because at first when I read it, I was thinking, that's awful. Why would they put a billboard that says text and drive? But underneath text and drive on the billboard, it says...
Wathan Funeral Home.
Yeah. Oh. So when you look at that,
encouraging you to die.
Text and drive, you're going to end up at the funeral home.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
It's actually a public service announcement that's supposed to discourage people from texting and driving. And it's kind of clever, if you ask me.
I don't know that it's going to do the job.
Dude, I just saw this hilarious billboard. Take it. Rack.
Text and drive.
Yep.
Oh, that's a bad idea.
Let me look real quick here.
That is a lawsuit waiting to happen is what it is.
Nah.
You don't think so?
I don't think
so. Imagine the parent of the child who was texting and driving near said billboard crashes, horrific tragedy, and then the parents say... That sign told my kid it was acceptable to text and drive. I won $100 jillion.
I could see that probably happening in Albuquerque, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, McDonald's coffee lady, but for ruining
Chile.
America.
This is in Chile.
Now, is this in Chile? Or was the lion story in Chile?
Oh, yeah.
This is in Toronto, Canada.
It's good that we're all paying attention this morning.
Okay, my last bit of news, because everybody's losing it. And Dex, this could be for you, just especially for you. Average people can only fully relax for 36 minutes a day. Just 3 hours across the working week, new research has revealed. A study into the working patterns and downtime of 2,000 people found 7 in 10 feel overworked with work stress and too few proper breaks, the leading cause of lack of me time.
I just need me time, guys.
You do? What?
Just need me time.
If you could do anything right now for your me time, what would that be?
Hmm. Oh, man. You know, maybe go get a box of donuts.
Heart condition.
I mean, go play some basketball and go for a jog.
There you go.
Me time. I don't know. You know how many hours I spend watching, like, television, but it's usually like, oh, there's some more Teen Titans Go, or I don't know. Do I want to catch up on a show? What do I want to do, guys? I don't even know what to do. I'm like, I think my heart rate is rising.
It's hard for me to watch a show because if I sit down, I fall asleep.
Yeah, it's true. Me time equals naps. Yeah.
I just fall asleep.
I have a stack of comics on my bedside because I'm like weeks behind.
You need to catch up.
How?
I'm caught up.
Me time.
Me time.
Me time usually means nap. Yeah,
if you're overworked out there, take a little me time.
I don't...
Treat yourself.
The simple things in life.
Treat yourself. Yeah. It goes back to our Monday mindset. We posted a link to the story about the Chewbacca mask lady.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the video. It'll make you laugh, hopefully, unless you're a heartless, cold, dead person like Daniel.
Wow.
Yes. And it'll make you laugh.
Speaking of heartless and dead, Ghost in the Darkness was actually based on a true story.
Yeah. You didn't
know
that.
So it was real. The lions, they killed her in a museum in Chicago. Yeah. I didn't know. Is Val Kilmer in the museum?
Maybe. Probably.
I'd go see Val Kilmer.
All right, when we come back, we have a letter. My landlord never cashed my rent check. We'll read the email.
Oh, man.
There's more to it.
Yes.
Coming up next, hang out.
All is well. We're back with the Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The Billboard Music Awards.
The Angry Birds movie, number one at the box office.
Lady Gaga's childhood piano did not hit a high note at an auction in New York. The upright failed to meet its reserve price.
Rainy and muddy Preakness. Exaggerator won the 141st running of the race, leaving Kentucky Derby winner Nyquist in third place.
The head of the Taliban in Afghanistan has been killed in a U.S. drone strike.
Secretary of State John Kerry is in Myanmar.
Actor and comedian Alan Young, best known for his portrayal of Will in the 1960s sitcom Mr. Ed, has died.
Bernie Sanders sounding off on CNN about the superdelegates, which have put Hillary Clinton way ahead in the delegates count.
Clearly, the current situation is undemocratic.
Egypt has deployed a submarine to the Mediterranean Sea to search for the voice and data recorders from the Egypt Air flight that went down Thursday.
President Obama left Washington for a week-long visit to Asia. His first stop is Vietnam.
Hello.
Hi.
9:35. Good morning.
86 degrees. That's the high. What?
Not seeing any accidents to report right now, but there are a lot of road lane closures and stuff like that. And I guess Candelaria Road eastbound at University is going to have various left and right lane closures. So they're saying maybe use Manal. Or Carlisle, or I-25. Look out for that. Traffic!
585 Live. It's your Monday Mindset. We've been focused on the simple things.
Oh, yeah.
Things we overlook every day. Sometimes we just have to enjoy them. Take more time. staring at nature.
You can stare at me whenever you want.
Staring at each other. Just lock eyes, man. Just lock eyes.
Weird. Come across the room.
Lock eyes with me, Steve-O. Come on. There we go.
Guys, 102.5 is talking about the Chewy Mask 2. We got to abandon topic.
Wait, what?
Did you already say that?
No. I feel like the whole world is talking about that. It's a great thing that that young lady did named Candace.
Yeah.
She's the biggest thing right now out there.
She's a biggest thing.
Guys, I'm going to be a TV celebrity. It's happening.
Tell us about
it. A friend of ours is like wrote a pilot and is like actually doing stuff. And
hey-o.
I'm like, hey, I already got a character. I'm just
nice.
Are you the villain?
No, I'm pitching my character right now.
Oh, what's your character?
Wait, why would I be the villain?
Because you totally look like a villain.
What?
Slicked back hair?
Are you slicked back hair? Mm-hmm. If anything, slicked I'm like the cool hippie, like laid back dude who's totally cool.
You
and
could be an 80s drug dealer.
Oh my gosh. No, I could not.
Yeah. You could pull that off real well.
I really, no.
Yeah.
No, you could, you nail that role.
What are you thinking? What's your role?
I'm the single dad. Right?
What?
It's like mom life. And I'm like, make me the single dad who's like friends with the girls, right? But I like only friends with the girls because my wife tragically died in childbirth. And so I'm skittish about like dating or anything. But this one girl's been my best friend since like, you know, mid high. And therefore I'm like comfortable around her, but I'm still like, you know, weird. But I'm trying to raise a child in this life. Uh-huh. I got a whole background, man.
There's a lot to this.
Yeah.
I think if I was ever in something for real, mm-hmm. I would want to be the villain. Straight up.
You don't want to be the likable dude that all the girls are like,
I would want to be the villain.
Sad face.
I would definitely want to be the villain.
Tragic. Yeah. And I'm like, I know, right?
Well, I feel like, I mean, you can go with that.
You know.
You can do that, but uh-huh. I feel like you should probably listen to what other people have to say. And
oh, so I'm the villain. I don't think it's a villainy type role. I think it's more like a sitcom. And it's
maybe
like
you're,
comedy.
Maybe you're
of.
The uncle.
You kind know, but like...
He swings by every uncle. Once in a while, and he's like the bad uncle. Mm.
The bad uncle?
Yeah, who...
The drunkle, you mean?
Yes.
Ooh. Oh!
The drunkle.
Okay.
I could see that.
Typecasting. You're both jerks and not my friend. I'm clearly single dad material who's hilarious but has a tragic background.
You see, he's already fallen into the role. You know what I'm saying?
What?
He's like... He's
is that
already,
a switchblade or one of those switchblade
what
combs?
What is that? Where'd you get that?
Is that a switchblade comb?
Where'd you pull that? Where'd you get that?
Why are you acting like you're going to cut me with a switchblade comb?
I'm just saying! I got this at Roller King in 87, man!
I loved my switchblade comb.
Me too, except it broke like 5 minutes into kicking it. I'm like, Roller King, you make shoddy switchblade knife combs.
Yes. Nice. You can buy some great ones down in the Old Town.
One time, feeling a little villainous when I was a child,
very nice.
Took one of my mom's like nail files. You know, your mom had like the crazy, like, I don't know, what was that? Like a nail file, but it was like a whole sticko nail file.
I don't know what that is.
You know what I mean? And sharpened off the edge and like took out the comb and put in the nail file. And I was like, I got a knife and I can do my nails. Single dad.
You mean like the nail file that's in like nail clippers?
Yes, but like no, but like the little like sandpapery thingy.
Yeah, the sandpapery on the little knife thing and nail clippers.
No, but it's go away.
And it's a knife. You can use it as a knife.
No. Well, yeah, but it was like an actual.
I'm saying the same thing.
It's like the thing that the doctors put on your tongue. What are those called?
A popsicle stick.
Yes. So think a popsicle stick, but with sandpaper on it. It's like the nail thingy. Yeah. We are so good at describing stuff.
Goodness sakes.
Gosh, get me a job in radio. Stat. I know things about life and stuff.
Hey, my blood pressure is rising.
It
can
is.
You please
I
stop
that.
Yelling.
I saw that. I can. It's peaking.
Ah. Goodness sakes.
You okay?
I'm all right.
You okay?
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
The president.
Well. All right, here we go. Thanks for writing in, by the way, Starman. Appreciate all the emails we get. I pay my rent like clockwork on the first of every month. I've always been really responsible about it. And when I pay, I have to mail it to my landlord's company.
Mail it to your landlord.
But I sent my rent out at the end of the last month, and they still haven't cashed it yet. 3 weeks later, I really don't think they're going to. I'm debating whether or not to tell them. It's nice to have the extra money in my account.
Hey-o.
On the other hand, I'd feel guilty if I never said anything. Should I tell my landlord he hasn't cashed my check? Or should I just keep quiet, save the money?
Oh, man.
What do you think?
I don't know.
3 months? Here's what would happen, honestly, person. What's going to happen is you're going to be like, dude, it's been 3 months. I'm just going to totally spend this money.
Yep.
And then it's going to get cashed.
That's what happened.
Like, well, seriously.
They said they're just going to keep it in their account. They're not going to spend it.
That's probably smart.
Yeah.
I'd be the guy that would spend it, though. Because I've been in that situation before. Because I'm not the guy who checks the account very often to see where I'm at. So I'm just thinking...
Oh my gosh, you should be checking your account.
Yeah, well, if I look at my account, I don't really go and look at all
but
the...
I mean, you should go back with, like... I have, like, a ledger.
Yeah, see, I don't
I'm, like, old school and weird. Like, I still write it out. I realize there are programs that could do that for me.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, like, whether it's a car payment or, like, a mortgage payment, it won't go through right away. So you're like, I am wealthy! And you just go overspend, and all of a sudden the next day you're like... Where's all this money? Oh, these bills went through.
So it happens.
Dude.
Ricky, I need you to cash that check.
I don't have a ledger.
Oh, my God.
But I try to check mine every day on the account. I would go ahead and take care of this. Where did the thing go? Where did the thing go that was resting on?
That guy.
What did he do?
Good morning.
Good morning. So I have that same problem, like, every month. So what I started doing is I started getting a cashier's check from my bank.
Oh,
that
good,
way, the money's
idea.
Already taken out, so you're not, like, sitting there wigging out like, if you're going to cash or not.
Yeah.
So
that's a good idea.
Yeah.
But the downside of that is that if you lose that cashier's check, anybody can go take that money.
Ooh, yeah.
That's true.
Mm, yeah.
So you better be putting that in
Dang
a very
it.
Safe place.
Huh?
Trying to help you out.
Right. Hey, have a good one.
You too.
That's a good idea.
You know how I know that story?
That happened?
One time Waverly played a show. And they paid us with a cashier's check, and then the cashier's check got misplaced at the venue, and we were still there, and we were all ready to go, but we couldn't go, and we had to drive all night, but we had to find this thing. We went through the trash. We had to go through a dumpster.
Wasn't it written out to you guys, though?
A cashier's check, anybody can cash it.
Oh, really?
Because
I thought it was... Because I get a cashier's check all the time, and I always have to put the business's name on it. So...
I can't... They were just
remember,
like,
Waverly, this was the 80s.
Yeah, this was back. This was like 76.
Which, by the way, speaking of back in the day, shout out to the person on the live line who said, I'm like the cool uncle, like Uncle Jesse, but older and less attractive. Thanks. Thanks, man.
Well, Uncle Jesse is pretty good looking.
Yeah, right. So I'm Uncle Jesse, but older and less attractive.
No, I know.
Wait, no.
No, I know.
I mean,
Uncle Jesse's really good looking.
Right.
So you're less...
But I'm not older than Uncle Jesse.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Way older.
Oh, my gosh.
This thing, maybe somebody got me. Because I
think somebody got you because I thought you had to...
Says, cashier's checks are one of the safest, most practical, and increasingly preferred ways to make large payments on purchases. If you have a big purchase to make, can't use debit or credit card, a cashier's check can be a great way to pay the blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, see?
It says that risk of theft or fraud is minimal. But I guess we were just stupid, and this dude was just like, no, dude, that's a cashier's check. Like, we got to find it. We got to find it right now, or somebody's going to, like, somebody could take it to the bank and just cash it.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I wonder if it was because it was made out to...
To cash?
To our, yeah. Well, that, but then to, like, our business.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So, how do you... I don't know. This was the 90s.
You never make a cash check out to cash ever. I learned that the hard way. Like a dumb. I was like brand new, first apartment, right? And I'm like feeling cool. I'm like, yeah, I'm cool, guys. Moved out post high school. I got my own place. And this dude came to the door and he's like, I'm selling magazines. And I'm like, what kind of magazines? And he's like, these kinds. What kind do you want? And I'm like, oh, snap. Look at all these cool video game and entertainment and musician magazines. How many can I get? I'm going to get a subscription to all of these. And he's like, just make the check out to cash. And I'm like, heck yeah, man!
Scammed. You got scammed, though.
And
you know what?
I think it was a single magazine.
This says that the trick with cashier's checks is when you deposit them, they contain additional security features that make counterfeiting more difficult, and that can also prevent scams. But when you take a cashier's check, it says wait to use the funds until several days after it's been deposited, and make sure with the bank. So maybe there was some issue with like the deposit that I didn't know about, and I just assumed anybody could go get it.
It was the '90s, man.
It was the '90s. People didn't care anymore.
338-3700. Good morning. Hey there.
Hello?
Hi. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yeah, thank you for having the financial hour. It's, I'm sure it's really helpful to a lot of people. I just wanted to say that I have an Excel spreadsheet that I use for my budgeting, and I just put all
the bills. Kidding. I never would have imagined.
It really is like super basic. It just says what's going out.
Wait,
what's coming in?
No, it's real. It's real. Stop.
No, I just real quick. Did you call in to sarcastically compliment us on our financial hour, but then go into how much you love Excel spreadsheets?
I'm just making a little. That's how I am.
This is real, guys.
I'm kind of sarcastic, but it's for real.
No, I know it's not a voice. I'm just really confused.
What would you say, like, your favorite, like, what do you do as a hobby? What would you say one of your hobbies would be?
One of my hobbies? I have three kids and one on the way, like.
Yeah, that's all the hobbies you need.
Yeah, exactly. My children, I go to the playground.
Do you love numbers?
I do, but I'm actually a nurse. So
man. That's cool.
I wanted to do like God's calling. I really felt that I was called to help people, and
that's cool.
Add and be out, and I could have worked at a bank because I really like numbers, but I didn't really feel I was going to help anybody.
Yeah,
that would have helped me if you worked at a bank because I'm terrible with numbers.
Yeah, I am too.
We got like four guys in the studio right now.
It's a really simple thing. Like I can probably email it to you guys. Like. It's really helped us out because we used to get overdrafts all the time. Mm-hmm. And all it is just basically, it's like all the bills that I'm going to pay for like a month. And I just put them on the Excel spreadsheet.
You did this.
And
I didn't do this. He asked.
No, that's great. Thank you so much for that tip. I appreciate it. Thank you for calling for the Financial Hour.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, bud. Have a good day.
See you, man.
It's called Money Management Mondays.
Money Management Mondays.
You guys suck at branding.
Whatever.
It's the Money Management Monday.
That guy was actually trying to help us.
Monday Management Monday.
Because he knows that you and I don't use any kind of... And he was like, no, guys, for real. Excel, simple. You can do this. But, friend, I think you've overestimated me.
Every Monday, we're going to do this.
When it comes to numbers. I'm terrible.
The Money Management Monday Minute.
That'd be good.
Steve-O has a written ledger.
I do.
He really does.
It's pretty old school. But then you can reconcile it online through your bank. I mean, through my bank.
How do you guys set up vacation funds? So do you have money that you put away in like a vacation fund every paycheck? Is that how you do it? How do people save for vacations?
That's how I, like if I know that, you know, hey, we'd really like to do this, we just set a goal and start saving. I don't know. Just set aside a certain amount.
That's funny. What we do for vacation fund is, hey, look, there's extra money. Let's go do this.
I know. That's how I have always done it too. And I was
hey, where'd that came from? Don't ask any questions.
No, because inevitably the trip's going to cost double whatever you think it's going to be.
Not
you
got to
consider food, and if you're
we just
if
don't
you're
eat.
Driving gas, and
we
I
don't
mean,
drive.
Okay,
yeah. Just stop.
Thank you to Terry for writing in. And here, I think this is simple because just to recap, my landlord never cashed my rent check. Should I say something? They're saying that they're not going to spend the money because it's been in there for 3 months.
That's a while.
This landlord hasn't cashed the rent check in 3 months.
Perhaps we check if our landlord is alive.
Yeah, that's a good call too. So obviously all the other checks have been cashed except that one. So it's going to come back and bite you in the butt no matter what, because at the end of your lease, he's probably going to look at it and be like, hey, we're missing a check here. So you're going to have to pay that anyways.
It's true. You should just save it.
So save it.
Don't spend it.
Or you just call the landlord. If you have the money in the bank, call the landlord and say, listen, you didn't take this money.
Or just keep the money and run.
I don't think that's not smart.
Don't listen to me, guys. I'm the villain.
That is not smart
the
at all.
The villain in the story.
On the live line, I've been typecast as well.
Oh, you have?
Tao has that face where he would look like the nice guy and just be the most vicious, terrible villain that does some scary, darkest things.
Whoa.
Those eyebrows are very villainous.
Watch this.
Wow. So you're Baron Zemo.
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm in talks for a couple of big things I can't really reveal.
Me too, man.
Can't reveal anything, but it's pretty cool. It's a multi-picture deal.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty neat.
Thank you so much for that email. Appreciate you.
Going to be Norman Osborn.
Money Management Mondays.
Can't really talk about it.
We really don't want to start that trend because I feel like now we're really going to get
those. Hashtag Money Management Mondays.
Nope. No,
call
really...
in. We'll give you money advice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Money we advice from idiots. We will give you money advice. Just like you.
Yeah. Mm.
We're broke.
But see, that would be the
thousands
twist.
Thousands of dollars worth of debt.
That would be the twist.
I don't have that.
They would call in and they would say, how do I do this? Knowing that it's opposite. Whatever we tell them to do, they go do the opposite thing.
Mm-hmm.
Money Management Mondays.
I love that.
It makes sense.
I love it. Or it could just be Monday Mindset. Whichever. Which is all about Candace Payne.
Now watch when my mouth actually moves.
She broke the internet. No, she really did. She broke a Facebook record.
That's not me making that noise. It's the mask.
Oh, Candace, we
here,
know.
Listen.
Amazing. It's already had over 130 million views. Broke the record for most views on a Facebook Live. Gotta check out the video. So good.
So good.
She really is.
Yeah, so that was her Monday Mindset. Because when she posted that video, she had posted, it's the simple things. It's the simple things in life.
Like Captain America pass. I've been eating it all morning. I'm down to my last drop.
How's your blood pressure?
It's pretty good, man.
Mm-hmm.
So we learned on the show this morning that I'm seconds away from a heart attack.
Actually, I have really good news.
Good news.
We have a home health nurse who's willing to come into the studio to take all your vital signs and listen to your heart.
Hey-o!
If you'd like.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
When can she do this?
Why are you just assuming it's a girl?
Because he said it was.
No.
Well, I don't know. They actually don't say. Boy or
I assumed. I'm
I guess
sorry.
There's a deeper issue. Mm. Swimming about.
We had a money Monday manager mindset.
Oh, hit us.
They want to know how to get out of living paycheck to paycheck. And as soon as we figure it out, we'll let you know.
Well, that's an easy one.
Yeah, Fran, we don't know.
It's super easy.
You just got to cut back. I'm telling you. If you have debt.
Live within your
you
means.
Roll that. Yeah. Dude, number one. So many people live outside their means. And they're like, we'll just put it on a credit card. And then you just keep accruing more and more debt. So.
And then you can just move that credit card to a different
credit card. That's what I was thinking.
And then your platinum
status.
You can get so many credit cards in the mail. It's incredible.
Right. Mm-hmm. Dude, somebody actually, look at all these. We're having real money questions.
Money management.
Do you guys
Monday.
Have a separate account to fund your comic book obsession? Actually, no. At the beginning of the week, my wife and I both take out a certain amount of cash. And that's it.
Ha!
So no matter what. That's for
what's your
food,
allowance? How much do you get for a week for an allowance?
I was going to say it was 40, and that was for like for comic books and for my lunches.
Man, y'all are rich.
But I've learned to live off of 20.
Hey.
$20 a week?
And so I've dropped it down
How's
to 20.
How is that possible?
Because
dude,
I eat that at lunch.
Quit eating so much. Heart attack?
Well, there's also like portion planning you can do.
No, but I'm being serious. That's not a lot of money for lunch.
It really isn't. This person is trying to come over. I'm just saying.
Huh.
This person said they can head here now.
I'm okay.
I
think I should just call
my
doctor.
Yes, you can make money by printing your own, but you will get arrested. We had somebody say, can you just print your own money? You can, but you it's not going to work out.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's going to be a negative consequence for that one.
That's not good. Yep, we all took our resting heart rate, and these two are basically the fittest people in
the
world.
No, we're not the fittest. I'm definitely not the fittest.
I'm not the fittest either. The fittest person is Blake Wilkinson. Good luck.
I need an EKG stat.
Yeah, you'll be okay. You're going to be fine, man, until you're dead.
I'll set an appointment to see my doctor today.
Will you really? Because people are concerned. People are genuinely concerned.
I will. I need to get my cholesterol checked, my blood checked.
Gosh, I have never seen anything more America than this. This eagle can deliver beer. What?
Oh, my gosh.
I exited everyone.
Where did you see that at?
Internet.
Okay.
It's got to be real.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I had to share with my friends on the internet webs.
On the internet webs.
We're done today.
We are.
If you missed any of the show this morning, hit the podcast. It'll be up in just a little bit. Just search Morning Invasion. Google Play, iTunes. Go to our website, star88.fm. Tomorrow, New Music Tuesday. Quality Tam Tuesday.
Yeah, guys, the Beauty and the Beast trailer released today.
Yep.
Live action Beauty and the Beast. If you saw the Jungle Book and you loved it, you need to find the trailer for this one.
Have an amazing day, Starmie. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow.